Welcome to the podcast. This is Jason and Chris, and this is Shut Up Cincinnati. No fucking clue.
And I don't think you really meant to drag it on that fucking long.
I kind of meant to after I got going. Figured I'd just keep on keeping at it.
I don't know. It's episode 23, that could have been the most fucking annoying intro we've ever had.
No, I'll one up it. I'll get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, but the next one's mine. I gotta try to fucking match that.
I had detailed talks about the intro song the other day. So now we got a time frame that I gave them that I kind of want, an outro I kind of want that matches the intro and everything. So we're making steps with getting this intro in.
Is Miggy working on one?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Musical intro is what I'm talking about, guys.
Nice.
Yeah. So hopefully him and my buddy Chuck down in Texas get this together within the next couple weeks.
Let's see, we get some radio play.
And Miggy's going to be on episode, 23? So he'll be on episode 25. So we can really fucking get on his nerves if we don't have progress.
Oh,
by
yeah.
Then.
We can totally butcher him to everybody.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, I like that one. I'll try to do my best to match that up. What's going on with you? Anything good?
Not at all, dude. It's been a fucking boring week.
Well, it has been a boring week, but first I'll start on the positives. I don't think we had any. We had a New England listen from London. We had a new one of those, and I think it was Tyson Fury again.
You think Tyson Fury was the one?
I think he's now taking a break from his training, and I think he's got time, and he's trying to catch up on all podcasts.
See, I was going to go with Boris Johnson because he's recovering from the fucking coronavirus, and he has free time. And his haircut, someone with that haircut should listen to us. You know what I mean? If it was up to me, every single one of our listeners would have Boris Johnson's haircut. Is that his fucking name? Am I getting that wrong? Am I Alan Jackson it up again?
No. As long as you don't fucking bark out another Chattahoochee, I'm good with whatever you call it.
Hey, come on. That was a good Chattahoochee.
You got the words wrong. That's my pet peeve, being a music guy. Don't fucking get the words wrong. If you don't know the words, hum or sing or something.
I'm the opposite. I am the guy that loves singing the wrong words.
Oh, fuck.
Because it drives my wife fucking nuts. So that's another. You and my wife have that in common, that and Harry Potter. Maybe she should be your wife, and I should be dick-pilling the fucking girl up the street.
Well, a minute ago, she came out here and said, honey, do we got a wrench? And I said, yeah. And I answered her, and the finger came straight up. So I don't think she wants to be my wife.
Well, she'll give you the finger, too, though.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a sec. I'll be back. If I'm gone more than 20 minutes, things are going well. So here's my thing with the fucking words wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to make porn versions of like Weird Al Yankovic songs. You know what I mean? A song will come on.
Well, that's not a Weird Al song per song.
Well, no, but I'll Weird Al it because he changes the words with the same.
You'll do a
melody.
Parody is what they call this.
Yeah. And I'll do an X-rated one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually think you're singing the fucking song and you get the words wrong, oh man, my blood pressure goes up. I fucking hate that.
So what did I get wrong? Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
It's Chattahoochee. First of all, you even fucked up the name of the song.
I'm awesome at this game.
And then it got hotter than something weird.
Oh, I say Hoochie Coochie.
Hoochie Coochie.
Hoochie Coochie is what the words are.
No, that's what I said. That's my favorite fucking line. Hotter than a Hoochie Coochie? What the fuck is a Hoochie Coochie?
I don't know.
I think it's a redneck pussy. You know, the old hoochie coochie.
And they are hot.
Well, yeah.
There's usually the air conditioning in the trailers out.
That and he was down in the Chattanooga, so, what is it, Alabama? I mean, it's just fucking hot down there.
All right, so that's what we've come up with. We've come up with Alan Jackson singing about hillbilly pussy on the Chattahoochee too.
And that would make the most sense.
It would. If he's really one of those fucking... These country singers that are born in Vegas, those don't really count to me.
No. I hate those fucking people.
You have to at least got to second base with a first cousin for me to consider you a real country
singer. It's like, I live in Anderson, and this is kind of a uppity area of Cincinnati. It's like the middle class uppity. It's not the high class uppity like Indian Hill.
Right.
But anyways, these fucking kids around here grew up in these $300,000, $400,000 houses, and then you see them with their fucking cowboy hats on and their boots going to the show. Go fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Put on your goddamn New Balances and go watch fucking Alan Jackson. Stop playing dress up. Retarded. Who goes and plays dress up every time they go to a show?
Well, some of those people, in Arizona, there was a fucking shit ton of guys in my high school that wore the boots and the hat every day.
That's fine. If you're wearing it every day, I have no problem with that. It's the people, the little preppy kids that when they're going down and seeing Tim McGraw or whatever down at Riverbend, all of a sudden they're dressing like cowboys. It's fucking weird to me. You imagine like if you went to a monster truck rally, you tried to dress like the monster truck driver? It's just fucking weird.
If I grew the beard, I could pull that off. But how about the fucking rapper whose parents are both like lawyers or something, and he's rapping about killing cops and growing up in the fucking hood.
I like that.
And he's living like in a $500,000 house.
Tom Hanks' kid's the rapper.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, there's nothing he more street old. I think his name's Chet.
Chet the rapper.
Yeah, I think he has a face tattoo and everything, man.
I hope he gets like a buddy of his, and his name is Chad. Chet and Chad.
Chet and Chad. Yeah. Rocking it down.
Now,
Chet
if somebody held you down with a gun and said, hey, you have to get a face tattoo. It's got to cover at least half of your face. The only good thing is I'll let you pick whatever it is. What do you think you would pick? Because, I mean, you know, these fucking weirdos go with a fucking scorpion wrapped around the eye and the tail stinging you, whatever. If you had to get a face tattoo, what would it be?
Michael Tyson's. Mike Tyson's.
Would you really?
Just get the same one. It'd be hilarious.
See, his doesn't have any fucking
meaning
or anything.
No, it's fucking stupid. But that's kind of the point, is how fucking stupid it is kind of funny.
Yeah, he didn't think it was stupid. He fucking liked it. I think I would go with... something tribal.
Well, Mike Tyson's is tribal.
Yeah, but his is just like these weird little, looks like claws. You know what I mean?
That's what tribal is, though.
Wait a minute.
No, tribal is...
Why would you go somewhere tribal?
All right, so if you went tribal, what would your tribal be if it meant to mean anything?
My tribal would probably say something like world peace on it.
That makes sense. You and Ron Artest. That's what I think of when I think of world peace.
Meta world peace?
Meta world peace and Chris Tees. Those are the two... Two go-tos, but now, yeah,
when
the tribal thing really throws me off with
think
you.
Think of me.
I don't know what I would get if I had to get something on my face. I don't like face tattoos.
Like, who does? Who the fuck does?
Lots of people, apparently.
Yeah, but come on. You're going to look horrible when you're in your 60s with that fucking thing.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, by the time you're 60, there's going to be a lot of other face tattoos, so it's not as bad as what you're thinking of it now. You're thinking of a today 90-year-old with a face tattoo. Of course, that seems funny because there's no other 90-year-olds, but when there's a shit ton of them, it's not going to be as weird, but it's still a fucking face tattoo, and it's still stupid. I do like neck tattoos, though. I like neck tattoos, and I like hand tattoos. I like both of those. I would get both of them, but I feel like both of them are kind of a death sentence in the corporate world. You know what I mean? Like, maybe this casino shit don't work out for me, and I have to go get another job. I can't be having a big fucking neck tattoo.
Well, I don't know what I was thinking. I got a tattoo on the whole fucking shaft of my dick. Do you know that about me?
No, what is it, of a bigger dick?
No, it says Wendy on it. But if it gets hard, it says, welcome to Dallas. Have a nice day.
Cha-cha! Oh, shit.
See, Whoopi would have known that's a lie because... she's seen the prize.
Yeah, Whoopi is here. This is episode whatever, and Whoopi is here.
Yep.
Once a month, the last the last day of the month, we will have Whoopi on for the female opinion, as well as a little bit of a news.
So one good thing happened. I woke up one morning and that unemployment stimulus shit hit my bank account.
It
was lovely.
Yeah, you know, old Uncle Trump in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. I call him Uncle D.
I've made $6,500 this month off Uncle Trump between my unemployment and my stimulus.
Well, it is.
I'm over here floating high. Yeah, I tell you, man, they need to have more of these pandemics. These are fucking great. Bill Gates, you're fucking doing it, man. I'll keep that pandemic coming.
I'll give you a funny one.
Turn up that 5G. Let's keep it going, man. I need to get this money.
I got a buddy that I work with. This guy, I called him the other day. I said he was having problems with his unemployment. I said, hey, did you get that all straightened out? He goes, yeah. This fucking giant amount of money just hit my fucking account. He said, I'm rich.
Yes.
I'm like, really? Well, fucking, you going to start drinking? He goes, no, I'm filling out my food stamp application online. Like, you greedy fucking pirate. I get it. You know, people with a lot of kids and stuff, let's say your husband's out of work, you're out of work, whatever, you need a little money for the food stamp thing. But this guy has one fucking kid that he doesn't pay child support on the record. He gives her money and whatnot, and he's sitting there feeling, I mean, he's just milking the system at this fucking point.
Yeah. Like I said, I filled out all the stuff, but this was before I was getting the unemployment, and before I got the stimulus. I'm like, fuck it. Someone else told me that we were eligible for it, so I'm like, all right, why not try it? I filled out all the paperwork. I just now got a letter from the city saying that we had to go to like a telemeeting or something like that, but they gave me the letter after the meeting. Like the meeting was for like the 23rd and I didn't get the letter until the 24th, you know, and that was, I guess, to see if I was really eligible or not. But I'm not even going to fucking call back now.
Well, there's no point now.
No, I mean, I might still be able to get it. But like you said, you're just milking the system.
See, and that's the
and maybe
thing.
I should. You know, I look at that two ways. Like, yeah, you know, I've put into the system plenty over the years.
Yeah, I know. But let's say something comes down where there is no fucking stimulus and you really need it then you fucking deserve it. But right now, the people we know are making a shit ton more money than they made when they were working. And I know it's only for 4 months.
It's
I
not
know,
a shit you know. Ton more. I mean, it's
more.
It's a little bit more. Not on the books, though.
No, not on the books.
For me. I mean, like, you know, I made a little bit more than that. But then once you took out all the taxes, the insurance and all that other shit that we were paying, you know, life insurance, you could go down the line, 401k.
Right.
All that stuff. Then I didn't get as much money at the end of the week. But I was also putting it into my 401k. I was also getting health benefits in it. You know, with us, we're done with health benefits after the end of May. So well, if this goes on any longer than that, well, then it's like, uh-oh.
Now you know? It might be June. There's some discussion there.
There's no discussion. We work with people that don't have any kind of reading comprehension. All right?
Well, no, this whether it is or whether it isn't, someone I know is going to find out tomorrow what it is. But the bottom line is, right now, can you even go to a fucking doctor? You can see one on your computer. You can virtually visit a doctor.
Yeah, you can still go to doctors.
See, I didn't even know if you could unless you were fucking sick.
No, they're still taking patients and stuff. I mean, they're trying to push back like little things like, you know, if it's just your yearly meeting or something like that, then maybe just do the teleconference or something like that. And if you have issues, then come on in and stuff like that. But you can still go to doctors.
Asking for a friend, I mean, how would they classify, you know, burnful urination? Would that be considered an emergency for a friend?
I know. I think you could just describe that in a teleconference and they'd give you a pill over to the pharmacy. You can take care of that.
They used to just give you a shot.
That's what they did. You know, I had
one
time.
Well, now you actually got to eat the penicillin instead of taking it in the ass.
You know, some things were better when I was a kid in the old days, and some things were much worse. Now you do a blood test for fucking everything. You can take a blood test now to see if you've had a fucking heart attack. But one time I got careless for about 6 months or so, and I was fucking with no Jimmy. I think I was 21 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it did burn a little once when I peed. And they stuck this Q-tip about the length of a fucking ruler down my pee hole. And you want to talk about fucking physical pain?
Oh, I'm sure.
The lady's holding it, like, got her thumb underneath the head, and she's opening the pee hole. Okay? She takes this giant Q-tip, and it was about this fucking long, and she dips it in this gooey stuff. And she goes, "It's going to be real quick. I'm going to be in and out." I said, "Well, how far are you going to go down with that thing?" Her fingers touched my head. So she buried this thing all the way down my pee hole and pulled it out, and it's got now blood on it and goopy stuff. It was apparently, I think it was a gonorrhea or a syphilis test. It was one of those.
My sure buddy, you ever never asked for a test again?
You sure it wasn't just the clap?
Huh?
You sure it wasn't the clap?
Clap is gonorrhea.
Oh, is that the same thing? Chlamydia is gonorrhea?
No, the clap is either gonorrhea or syphilis, and the drip is the other one.
See, I thought the clap was chlamydia.
No, I think the clap is
Do you have any idea, Whoopi?
Gonorrhea.
You know,
I do not.
You paid more attention to science class than us, probably.
No, I'm sure it is, because when I was a kid, you never heard the word chlamydia. You heard gonorrhea and syphilis, and the clap was a thing. It was the clap and the drip.
I don't know. I know the shot in the ass is for the clap I've always heard, but I don't know what's what, and I don't know how to test any of it.
Well,
nor do
I'll
I
tell
care
you what,
or hope that I ever have to.
It would be so nice if they could, back then, they would have just said, "Hey, you might have it. I'm just going to give you the shot," instead of sticking a fucking...
You're right. I'd rather not have the Q-tip test. Just give me, especially if it's just something as innocent as penicillin or something that's not going to, you know, have any effect on you.
My buddy did a 2-year stint in the military in Korea, and there was a million of these little whorehouses that they would go to on a regular basis. I said it was about the size of a phone booth. There was a bed in there and a little fucking table and blah, blah, blah. He said they would literally have contests in their fucking barracks who got that fucking test more each month.
Oh. Oh,
okay. Can they afford condoms, or they just choose not to?
Well, I don't. Back, I mean, this was probably 1990.
They had condoms in 1990.
Yeah,
they still had this.
So, what did you look it up? What's the clap?
The clap is gonorrhea.
Oh, okay.
So the drip and the dose. Also,
see, I thought the drip was syphilis, but
oh, chlamydia is the clam.
The clam. I love that. I got the clam, man. Sorry, man. I can't go out with you Friday. I got the clam.
I mean, I would much rather tell somebody that I had the clap instead of the drip. I think the drip,
yeah, the drip
sounds
more
graphic.
Yeah. The drip sounds the worst.
I remember one time I got a red bump on the side of my pecker.
It was probably a pimple.
Turned out what it was is, because I went to the fucking doctor, I'm scared of ED. That's why I've always worn a rubber, but I'm fucking scared of it because they said...
ED is erectile dysfunction.
I'm not. I don't have erectile dysfunction.
Well, you just said you were scared of it.
I said VD.
Oh, VD. Oh, sorry, man. I can't hear that well.
You got to open up your ears here. Got shit in your ears? Anyway.
You got shit in your ears, boy.
They say that, you know, like, I mean, there's famous people that died from gonorrhea and syphilis. I think fucking Hitler was one of them. He had it before he fucking waxed himself.
I was gonna say, I thought he killed himself.
No, but he had it at the time.
I mean, is that really true, or is that one of those revisionist history things where people are like, yeah, and he had gonorrhea, and his dick was small.
I think Al Capone.
His butthole looked funny.
Al Capone, I think, died of syphilis.
You are right about that. One of the ones that went in.
One of the big mobsters.
Yeah, went in and died of
and
syphilis.
And they say that, you know, not only can it kill you, but it can either one of those things can cause brain damage and all that. And I'm starting to think, well, what the fuck if I wasn't that guy who... experienced a burnful urination. So anytime anything was weird with my dick, I always had it checked out. Well, I wake up one day and it's got this big fucking red bump on the side. And I almost shit my pants. I said, I'm going to give it 2 days. If it doesn't go away, I'm going to the fucking doctor. It didn't go away. I went to the fucking doctor. Doctor fucking puts this thing on his eye. Big magnifier thing. Looks at it and he says, it's an ingrown hair, dumbass. And he takes this pair of tweezers and he pops the thing and a hair popped out of it.
Oh, gross.
He said, it's an ingrown hair.
Capone was killed by syphilis.
Syphilis, right?
No, I'm telling you that.
That's not what I found.
Wait, we got double lookers.
Cardiac arrest, but when he was admitted as a prisoner in Atlanta.
Yeah, but maybe syphilis leads to cardiac arrest.
It could.
Who knows? Anyways, I want to go back to Hitler because I don't like that you're ruining his good name by putting syphilis on him.
So close to his
all birthday. Right? His birthday was this week.
God.
And you're out there just throwing that rumor around like it's nothing.
Hey, remember, that's Jason praising Hitler, not Chris. Jason praising Hitler.
No, I'm talking pre-racism. You know, he had a lot of good ideas pre-racism.
You think... You really think he had ever had a good humanitarian thought
in
his
head?
Not at
all, but I love the idea of defending Hitler. It just cracks me
up. It's a horrible artist.
I like that old joke, why didn't Hitler drink? Because it made him mean.
Oh, that's one of my favorite
jokes.
That's
a great joke.
It's one of my favorites of all times. Hey, did you watch the draft? I had nothing to fucking do. I've never watched more of the draft in my life.
I watched the first three rounds draft by draft. And then I just kind of, when it went, last night was 4-7. I just kind of.
I didn't watch that.
I watched a little bit of it. I watched the Bengals first pick because they had the first pick.
Yeah. I would have, but I was.
And they took
else.
Another linebacker, which I was happy about.
Yeah,
so they took an inside and an outside backer in rounds 3 and 4.
Yeah, we got Burrow obviously right away.
We got T,
the best fucking T quarterback Higgins. Ever in college, basically as far as 1 year is concerned. Now
is T Higgins our receiver that we picked up? Is he a slot guy?
No.
Oh, good, because we
T
already
Higgins
have
is
Tyler
basically.
Boyd.
It's kind of funny that he went to the Bengals. The Bengals were his favorite team because he loves AJ Green. That's like his idol.
Really?
And like, even they showed like some tweets for him from like 5 years ago, like right when he was getting to college. Like, one day I swear I will meet AJ Green. And now he gets the study under him, basically. Because
that's cool.
I'm pretty sure that's the idea to get Higgins, is you're basically getting the new AJ. You know, is he as good as AJ? Only time will tell. Probably not, let's be honest. But even if he's a step below, that's still fucking good. You know what I mean? So the idea is you're probably not going to have AJ after this year if they can't work out a contract. And I think right now they're forced with either choosing between Mixon or AJ. And you get with Mixon because of age at this moment.
Well, yeah, plus Mixon's showing nothing but improvement every time
exactly,
he carries
and
the
AJ
ball.
Really hasn't stayed healthy that much.
Never.
So the idea is you give Burrow AJ Green the first year. You know, you got one of the best receivers in the league to help you. You get this guy to study underneath of him, learn how to be a receiver of that level. And then you have next year, you have Higgins and Boyd as your two starters.
Right.
I mean, and maybe pick up a slot guy next year because I don't think John Ross is going to make it. Right. Not a slot guy because... Boyd's essentially a slot guy. So Higgins will be your number two this year.
Boyd's the Jarvis Landry of the Bengals, without
yes.
a doubt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but better, I think.
And you know AJ's going to go hard because he's got to sell himself.
He has
probably,
to.
Probably, yes.
Because every team in the league is looking at him like one of the greatest receivers, but he cannot and will not stay healthy. Mm-mm. I mean, this is a guy who hurt himself last year and was expected to be out 2 months. And 2 months came along, I'm feeling great, I'll be back, and the fucker never came back.
I like Burrow's like when they announced he was number one, because he had heard the day before, so he had to like pretend like he was surprised.
Yeah, and he didn't do a very good job.
He didn't make one fucking effort to pretend. He just sat there, you know, gave his mom and dad a hug and just acted like, you know, can we turn the fucking channel now?
Now, I was...
Let's get to work.
Yeah.
The only thing different as far as rounds one through four that I didn't like about the Bengals, I didn't like the fact that they... There's a stud little... offensive tackle that would have ended up turning him into a guard because he's not huge. I think Barch is his name. Mm-hmm. Something Barch. Good offensive lineman. I could have seen passing on D. Higgins. We needed linemen and we needed linebackers in that draft. That's the way I looked at it. I was happy to see they grabbed two linebackers. I really don't know anything about either one of them.
I've read a lot about it the last couple of days. For one thing, Burrow, do you like the name Joey Jungle? That's my name. Joey Jungle. I don't like people calling him Joe Exotic already. That's bothering me. I don't want to name him after a fucking meth head tiger keeper.
You know, one thing that has
Do you
want to
call him Tiger King?
Jungle Joe. I like that name.
I like Jungle Joe.
Because Tiger King is still
it's
too much.
It's already taken, right? It's already taken.
It's taken by this fucking meth head. Right. I don't want him named after that guy.
I do like Joey Jungle, though.
Joey Jungle. I love
but
him.
I will say this. Through all this, I mean, I went to Arizona State. I'm a Sun Devil fan. I never have a whole lot sports-wise to go crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, football, they got a decent team, but football is not like pro. You can like a whole bunch of different teams. And I'm telling you, since this shit's happened, I got to become kind of an LSU fan. That whole fucking campus jumped on good luck with Bengals, go Bengals, and all this stuff as soon as he got drafted.
Dude, LSU.
I'm an LSU guy now.
Awesome. I love
LSU. No, I like LSU. That's out of those SEC teams, that's my favorite.
The fuckers
for a
got
while.
Character down there, man. I mean, they're putting billboards up out of their own fucking money that says, hey, go Bengals and
Tiger
shit.
Land.
And I thought it was kind of cool when they changed his jersey to the, you know, B-U-R-R-E-A-U-X on the back. But he actually wore that in some games. I thought that was pretty fucking
cool. So they got two linebackers. Well, both of them are cover guys, which is good. They haven't, I mean, it's been how long since they could cover a tight end in Cincinnati?
Forever.
And we've had good tight ends in our division for a long
time.
Since
Vinny Ray. Vinny Ray was a decent cover guy.
He worked, but he wasn't good. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't even start on a lot of other teams.
Oh, no, he wouldn't have. But here, he's all we had.
I'm saying. So I like the idea they got two cover guys. That guy in round four is a second-round talent, but he had a broken foot most of last year.
Right, outside backer.
That he played through, yes. And he had a stress fracture. His knee is supposedly bone on bone. People are afraid of him because of that. His career might not last long.
Right.
You know, that's a hard injury, I think, to fix.
Well, what about this inside backer, big white kid they picked up?
That's Logan Wilson.
Logan Wilson,
he's
right.
Not that big, really.
He isn't?
He's a good size, but he's a fast guy, too. I think he was a former safety.
Well, that's the one thing I think we really needed was a fucking true inside linebacker that could fill holes and maybe had enough speed to cover a tight end.
Apparently, that guy that they got in the seventh round, actually, out of Purdue, Marcus Bailey, was also a second-round talent, but he's tore both of his ACLs in college.
And recovered
from both of them. Had a good last year, but you know they're afraid of, or didn't have a good. Like, he tore one his freshman year. He killed it his sophomore and junior year, and then going into a senior year, he only played four games and tore the other one. So you know his knees are fucked up, but talent wise, they say he's a second rounder. So it's a boom or bust kind of pick.
You know, when I was watching it, the first round of the draft, like I said, every one of those names, none of them really surprised me. I was a couple that. And I was surprised that a couple went where they did.
Yeah.
Akunda, that was that his name, that kid out of Ohio State, that safety that went third.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was good. I knew he was first round. I just didn't think he was going that high. But everybody's going to say I'm nuts about this. But with that injury that Tua had,
I wouldn't have took him.
I would have went Justin Herbert before I took Tua.
I think I agree with you.
And I think Justin Herbert would have been a great fit in Miami.
I don't know if he would have or not, but I think Tua is just – too much of a question mark.
He's way too much of a question mark.
I would
a healthy Tua,
him.
He's a god. He's a phenomenal quarterback.
Great.
But that injury he had, they compared it to fucking
Bo
Jackson's hip injury. They said this could end it forever.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't as bad.
Fast. I would have taken Herbert first. That's all I'm saying.
Over Tua, I think I may have too, but I don't know if I would have took either of them at that spot. I don't know. Well, I'm not a big Herbert guy either. Really, yeah, it was Burrow or bust for me this year.
Right, but I mean, Miami and the Chargers getting rid of Rivers this year, they need a quarterback.
Oh, no, for sure.
They
for
both
sure.
needed one terribly.
Yeah.
They picked up one. Chargers did.
Well, yeah, they got Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Out of Oregon. And but what I'm saying is they had no choice but to go quarterback. They were stuck. They had to.
Now,
unless they were, we got Tyrod Taylor sitting in the Chargers.
Yeah.
Tyrod's not the starter anything. For any team.
Who is the New England starter at the moment?
No idea.
I don't know.
No one knows.
What about Jordan Love to Green Bay?
I like that pick, but
it was a Green Bay pick. I mean, you know, they did it before.
I mean,
they did it to Brett Favre.
The whole world knows that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be around 10 more years. Everyone knows that.
No, I give him 2.
Yeah.
You know, of him being Aaron Rodgers, you know, then he might still be around, but he's not going to be the same quarterback. You may as well get ready for the future.
I still.
It's like Pittsburgh just holding on to Ben Roethlisberger's nuts, you know, just waiting. You know, that guy's not going to have that much time left.
No. Well, what's going to happen to Jameis Winston?
Is he
going to New Orleans?
Oh, he's going to New Orleans.
That's the rumor.
It's done.
Oh, it is done. Yeah, he's going to New Orleans.
So he's a backup.
So obviously that kid Hill that they've been grooming for every fucking position there is in New Orleans isn't going to get his shot.
I think they know he couldn't play quarterback, a full-time quarterback anyways.
No, he couldn't. I mean, that's a guy that you don't fucking get rid of.
No.
He can catch the ball. He can run with the fucking ball. And if need be, he could throw the ball.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a fucking great athlete by any stretch. Well, he's a good athlete, but he's not like a speedster or anything like that. But he'll do anything you want.
You know, everybody criticized Philadelphia for getting Hurts. Maybe they got him a little bit too early.
I think he's garbage.
Fine, but I think he could do something like what Hill's doing. I don't think he's a quarterback, but I think he could play that role where he can do a couple different things because that guy can move.
Oh, he's fast.
That's what I mean. So if you give him that same kind of position as Hill, now Hill does a little bit more power shit. But if you use him in that wild card kind of thing or wildcat thing,
Jalen Hurts throws the ball straight in the air, man. He's going to get picked. He's going to get picked a lot.
Oh, he's for sure going to get picked.
A lot.
Yeah. But he's not. They're not getting him to be their quarterback.
Well, where are they going to use him? They're going to use him as a utility guy? They're going to pay the kind of money that he's going to ask for after this rookie contract's over?
Well, after his rookie contract's over, he's going to show if he's worth that money or not.
Well, that's
true. You know what I mean? If he's not playing anywhere, he's not going to get it.
Like that guy that came out of Pittsburgh, or that guy that played with the Steelers, who was what was his name? It was a second or third string quarterback. He was their third string quarterback.
Cordell Stewart?
No, it wasn't Hayward Bay. Was it Hayward Bay?
No, he was a receiver.
There was another one. His name escapes me, but he was their third string quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they used him sparingly. They use him on a flea flicker every now and then. They dish him the ball and he'd go deep with it because he had an arm. He just didn't know where it was going. Like I said, I really wish the Bengals would have went after a good offensive lineman.
They got a lineman in the sixth. They say he could play either guard or tackle. He played tackle in college, but they say he's probably better suited for guard. So I agree with you. But
nervous. We got two linemen coming that are supposed to be great. They're going to be playing this year. We haven't even seen play yet.
No, I got what you're saying. The thing is they had too many holes, man. You ain't going to fill them all in 1 year.
No.
So I thought they had a good draft.
I didn't mind their draft at all. I was happy to see the two linebackers go back to back. That's, to me, that was the number one area we needed.
You know what I also liked? 5 of their 7 picks were team captains.
That's a good thing.
That's cool. You're getting people that are leaders, so I think that's big, and I think that's big to Zach Taylor.
Hey, how cool was it that one kid that got drafted to, he was a cornerback or a safety, he got sent to the Lions to play with his brother, who's also a safety, on the same team. I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
That is cool.
What are the chances of that? Who had the strongest draft?
I don't know. I haven't really gone over scores. I've seen a lot of people gave Bengals A's.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people were giving Washington a decent draft. And, you know, not even just Chase Young, but they said Washington made some good picks.
So let's get our emails this week.
I got a guess, right?
Yes, you do have to guess.
All right. vaginal reference. Let's go with, I don't know, Snapper Man. Snapper Guy.
Snapper Guy. No, no, that is not it. You got a guess, Nick?
No, I don't have a guess. You said earlier that you probably, well, I would never guess it, but I would probably say...
No, you're never guess this one.
Drip Drinker.
Drip Drinker. I do like that name. That's not it.
Since we're talking gonorrhea.
Well, for one thing, I'm having a hard time finding the email. So,
You guys know him as Wet Sniz.
Wet Sniz. Actually, everybody really knows him as Get Pussy 69,
right.
I mean, that's his name.
Not finding it from Wet Sniz?
No, I know he sent it in. Did you hear that constantly? That's, if you guys ever listen to that noise, that's not me and Nick hitting the bowl. All right, that's fucking Chris hitting his vaporizer 400 times.
They all know because they will work with him.
We're still encouraging anybody to send in not just Wet Sniz. He sends every week. He sends questions. 2 good ones and 1 garbage question every single week. So I know there's a ton of fucking people listening. You're not doing anything. Pick up your phone, pick up your fucking computer, and send a question in.
This week, Get Pussy 69 is Looney Poons 69 at yahoo.com. If you want to send Looney Poons some emails yourself.
So you're calling Poon a fucking vaginal reference? I know Poon Tang.
It's Poon, punny.
Poon is definitely a vaginal reference. I don't think anyone disagrees.
Looney Poons.
Looney Poons.
All right, question is, what are you putting in your coffee?
Shut up, Cincinnati. Have you guys ever been leaving a woman's place in the morning and realized your panties were in your jean pockets as you were leaving? And did or would you either keep them or return them? And he writes, the girl was walking you out.
As a general rule, I don't sleep there.
As a general rule, I don't put panties in my pocket.
No, I don't either.
That's the weird part to me. It's like, why? How would her panties ever ended up in my pocket?
In the past, there's been times where a girl has left my house and has left underwear there.
No, that's a thing. I mean, that may happen.
But no, I've never stolen panties to sniff later.
At some point, he put them there. He that's meant what I mean. To take them.
No,
why
I've
would
never
he
accidentally
advise
stolen
someone to do with
panties.
It? He wanted
no.
them. He probably orders them from Asia. Those used panties that come in gallon bags.
Ugh. Used panties.
We're going to get on to that subject because I found that the other day. There's a website you
can
go to.
That's what happens if you Google where to buy used panties.
Well, no, I look for weird shit to put on the fucking show.
Oh, okay.
And there's a website because I was looking at Sugar Daddy. I wanted to talk about the Sugar Daddy thing where the girl gets on there and says, I need $1,800 a month. Here's how many
they
hours.
Name their price like Priceline.com.
They name a price.
Really?
Here's how much I need to cover my bills, and here's how many hours per week I'm willing to give to do it. And then the guys literally go over there and shop. Okay, I only want to spend $900 on my hooker this month. They look for one that only needs $900.
Wow,
or
I did not know this was a thing.
They actually look. They tell them how much they need.
That's cool.
But this website is a whole shit ton of girls, and they will sell you their underwear. It's the weirdest fucking thing because I looked it up and I'm like, all right, well, how does this work? How does this work? They will send you a picture of what underwear they have this week. You select which ones you want. You tell them how many days you want them to wear them. They charge you by the day.
All right.
It's cheaper for one day, and then you want them really to get funky on them and wear them for a week. You pay more. But then all week long, they send you pictures of them wearing these underwear. They send them to you in a fucking vacuum-sucked Ziploc bag, and these guys are paying $30, $40 for a pair of nasty...
What was that website again?
I don't remember. I was,
right? Can you text it to
me? I was about to say. Yeah. Two things.
You can't buy period panties on there.
Two things.
Who's looking to buy?
I'm going to have a long conversation with my wife after this podcast. I think I might have found a career.
There's a lot of money in it.
Second, why is not every fucking woman in the world not on this site selling in some panties?
Yeah, I know.
All I have to do is wear them and then send them off to you so you can do weird shit. I don't have to watch the weird
shit. And I knew that was a weird fetish, but I really didn't think there was enough fucking guys out there that sniffed underwear that would actually warrant the whole fucking website. And there was a good looking girls on there. You know, you pick whatever you want. Hey, wear these for 4 days. They were average starting at $25 to $30 for one day and an extra $5 to $10 a day after that.
Wow.
So you want it nice and cheesy like a quesadilla. Just say wear it for a week.
I would be the $10 girl, though. I'm not wearing it the extra day for $5. You give me 10 days. You know, maybe that one extra day, but by the third day, I'm not wearing panties 3 days in a row for $5.
Well, because the thing about think about it. Let's say you wore that $10.
Yeah.
And let's say it was $30 for one day and then $10. Even if you bought them and wore them for a whole week, okay, you're talking $60 plus the $30, $90. You can't wear any other underwear during that time, can you?
No, so you're saving laundry, huh?
Oh, you guys are cute. You think these women are honest about how they're doing this?
They're supposed to send you pictures.
You put them on, you take the picture, you work out real good in them, funk them up real good, and then you put your clean panties on and go about
your day. Well, no, then you put another pair on for another guy who ordered a pair. Well,
at those rates, yeah, you're going to need to work in bulk. That's not the deal I thought it was.
Hey, man, stop ruining our dreams over here. Jesus Christ.
Some girls were even putting these on their fucking ads. Will wear immediately after sex. Like you want to load a fucking man goo in there too. There's some weird fuckers out there.
They give that extra smell. I don't know. Some people just like keeping them in their pocket though, apparently. So,
well, the answer to from me at least is no. I've never stolen a pair of girls' underwear ever.
No, same here. I would never have them in my pocket. That's just a weird thing. And I don't think he means stealing their underwear. I think he means accidentally. Like, that's the part that really is blowing my mind about this question is he's apparently accidentally put some panties in his pocket.
Well, let's say hypothetically the girl or was the girl sitting on the couch and you were making out with her, whatever, and then you're still dressed and you're taking her clothes off, took her underwear off and just crammed them in your pocket.
It wouldn't be where I'd put
Looney Poon seems like the kind of guy. It happened at a bar.
I'd put him on the ground. Why would I put him?
It happened at a bar. They met at a bar.
Okay.
They go in the bathroom. They have public sex in the bathroom. She's got a skirt on.
Yeah.
She takes off the panties, goes, hold these, fuck me behind, sticks them in the pocket.
But he said,
and then they go
back.
And then they
the
go
morning.
Back to the house. Hold on. Go back to the house. Finish the deed. Walking out, still got the panties in his pocket.
Maybe.
But the answer is no.
She wanted them back.
No. The answer is no.
But I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, fucking weirdo. Anyhow, Kid Pussy 69. I'm really learning so much about him. You know what I mean? It just I didn't know that much about the guy. He's kind of a quiet guy. Yeah.
And remember, the only girls that I'm sleeping with these days are fuck buddies.
I mentioned this last week.
You don't spend the night at a fuck buddy's house.
Him and his girlfriend are coming up with these together.
Nice.
Yeah, so maybe.
You think his girlfriend came up with the Pixar fucking Disney?
I think that's her questions. All right. In your opinion, team affiliation aside, what was the greatest World Series you guys have ever watched in your lifetime? Chris is not allowed to pick the 1908 Cubs. I like the shot.
Fuck off. The 1908 Cubs. God, that's a good one.
That's so hard to put team affiliation aside for me.
All right, I'm going to go with, what was it? I don't know if it was 75, 76. Reds, Boston, when Pudge hit that dinger in the sixth or seventh inning, eighth inning, when Pudge hit that dinger in game six.
Who's cut Pudge? You talking about Kirby?
No, we're talking about catcher for the Red Sox, Carlton Fisk.
Oh, okay.
When he hit that, that was the greatest World Series. That was the one where the whole fucking crowd came into the fucking stands or came onto the field, and it was only I think the eighth, maybe it might have been the ninth, but they were, you know, he was banging people around like fucking like what's his name was when he hit the dinger, Atlanta Braves, what's his name, fucking
Hank Aaron.
When Hank Aaron hit his dinger and everybody rushed the field and he had to touch the bases for it to count, so he's knocking people around. I would say that was probably the greatest series.
Hey, you know, my favorite sports term might be dinger when people are talking about home runs. The dinger. Shit cracks me up. Man, I don't know. Baseball's not my thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, the Reds, obviously, because they won, and I was following that year because it was the Reds.
They won four in the 70s.
I don't remember exactly which year it was, but I remember the Curt Schilling Bloody Sock.
Oh, yeah.
World Series. That one I remember being a really good one. I think that was when Boston finally won.
Yeah.
You know, they broke the curse and stuff like that. I think that might be it. But, I don't know. That's a hard question for me.
Yeah, someone let me. I'll Google it when I find out. But I don't know if it was 75, 76. Which one that Pudge Fisk home run was. But that was a great series. Tom Seaver was on that team. It was a good series.
I like pretty much any World Series that Atlanta Braves don't win.
True story. And there was one back in the 80s that the A's won. When they had Eckersley and Eckersley was their ace at that time.
Yeah, with the mustache. Well, I thought he was always a reliever.
He was, but he was a sidearm guy. He would come in and strike out the side 2-3 innings.
Dave Stewart was their ace.
And back then, and they changed the rule this year, which I really like. You got to pitch to at least, what, three batters? Relief pitchers have to pitch to at least three batters now. They can't just pitch to one. But back then, when relievers came in fifth or sixth, it was like a starter. They kept them in there as long as they had an arm.
Yeah.
Now they're literally bringing guys in for one fucking batter. I want you to pitch against this left-handed guy, then we're going to fucking stall some more.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Major League Baseball said, fuck this. These games are going on too long.
I get that, but I don't think they should have changed that rule.
Well,
I think you're kind of, I mean, that's the game. You know what I mean? So those are specialty pitchers. They're meant for certain things. So now you're making them go with what they're not doing. It's changing the whole position. I don't like it. I mean, I understand what they're going for, and that's part of the reason I don't watch baseball, because it's too fucking long.
Yeah, four-hour baseball games.
How about in between every swing of the bat or every pitch, we don't have this asshole step out the batter's box and go through some fucking weird satanic ritual to go, you know. How about that?
There's a lot of baseball rules that are meant to slow the game down. How many practice pitches you're allowed in between innings. You know,
yeah.
It's all of that.
That stuff, I think, has more of a meaning. I hate the little shit they go through before they get in the batter's box. That shit drives me crazy. That slows the game down, I think, more than anything.
That's totally up to the umpire. The umpire could say, come on, man, it's enough. Get in.
You know. Well, no, some are longer than others, but I mean, how about none of it? How about you just get the fucking bat and go hit the ball. Knock it off.
Who was the fucking Red 2 years ago that would literally, I mean, a lot of guys do it, but he would literally fix both gloves after every pitch.
Sean Casey used to do it for years. I mean, that was his thing. Sean Casey was forever in between pitches.
I think Hamilton did it a couple of times, too. Hamilton was always.
Hey, didn't Hamilton just get fucking arrested?
Did he? Nah, Josh Hamilton? Okay, I didn't know we were talking about Billy Hamilton or Josh Hamilton.
I think Billy went for the gloves. I think Josh for the.
Josh went for the cocaine.
Josh just got arrested for like abusing his fucking daughter.
Yeah, that he might.
He didn't. Not sexually. He like threatened her. It was aggressive. Apparently,
Josh Hamilton might have been the most talented guy in the last 20 years,
without a doubt.
You know what I mean? Well,
and
I
as
don't
soon
know
as he started
doubt,
to come to into his own, we dump him off and trade him to Texas.
Yeah. Well, the thing is he was a fuck up, and he ended up going to Texas. He had 2 good years at Texas, and then he fucked up because that's
what he
does.
Won the fucking home run derby. The first year he was there.
Of my favorite home run derbies of all time, besides the one that Ken Griffey Jr. won back in Seattle.
I thought the Todd Frazier one was cool.
Todd Frazier was great.
That was great because I'm a Cincinnati guy.
Yeah, and then we trade him the very next year.
But again, have you heard his name much since he's been traded?
No, he's been traded to 3 teams. He went Yankees, he went White Sox, and then I think he went Mets.
Reds fans, and Cincinnati fans in general, tend to overvalue. Maybe every city does this. I don't know. But tends to overvalue their team. You know what I mean? They look at these people like Todd Frazier's like, how could you trade him? He's great. No. He's mediocre.
He was a solid third baseman. He
decent,
was a good defensive third
but it wasn't someone
baseman.
That you would pay shit tons of money to and stick and build a franchise
well,
on.
Well, no. The problem with the Reds fans is they give everybody full credit after just 1 year. My whole rule on baseball players, football players, you have a phenomenal year. You could be God, like Lamar Jackson. Absolute God. Do that again next year, and I'll be sold on you.
I'm with you on LeVar Jackson.
But be a flake next year, which has happened to many people, a.k.a. Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm. Robert Griffin.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do it 2 years for me to totally believe. Now, I could say right now.
I agree with you.
Right now I'm saying about Lamar Jackson, he had a fucking MVP year. He played phenomenally. Am I going to say he's the best quarterback in the game? Show me that same shit next year, and maybe I'll be saying it.
I'm still saying Mahomes, but
see, I'm saying Aaron Rodgers still.
Mahomes had I get where you're coming from there, and that's another thing where he just hasn't put in the years for you, give him that greatest title.
Well, there,
but I think
me,
Mahomes is the most talented right now.
Athletically talented.
He had kind of a down year this year, and it was still a good year, but it was a down year, but he was hurt for most of the year. He had Tyreek Hill was out for a big portion of the year. He lost Hunt. I mean, they're rebuilding. I think Kansas City, I know they won that last year still. But I think they're going to be ridiculous this year.
Oh, they are. They are every year.
They picked up that scat back in the last pick of the first round, I believe. That's going to be a big difference maker in there. It's going to open up a whole new side to that fucking offense that's already retardedly explosive.
It is.
Sorry. Retardedly explosive.
See, the thing about it is, to me, when I look at great quarterbacks, now, when I grew up, football was different than it is today, just like basketball had changed and everything else. Back then, I mean, now the quarterback's 10 times more athletic than they ever were.
Ever were,
but they weren't as smart. They didn't read defenses like these old quarterbacks did, and that's the thing. I mean, most of them were pocket passers back then. They took 3 steps, and then they did what they did.
Jackson's definitely not smart. You can listen to the guy talk.
But most of these athletic guys aren't. They're just phenomenal athletes.
Yep.
You know, they can beat this and beat that, but you get guys like Peyton Manning and John Elway that'll stand there and they'll look at every fucking defensive player and know where they're all going. That was different to me.
I think you're going to see Jackson have a beastly 3-4 year period here where he's going to be hard to stop, but he's not a big guy. I think eventually the hits are going to get him.
Yeah. He's not a big guy.
He's going to start getting the injury bug and everything else. And I just don't think he'll, his size and the way he plays, it isn't meant to last, but it's going to be a good 3-4 years for Baltimore. So,
right. And he's on the Madden cover. So, you know, an injury.
He's pretty much doomed this year then.
I'm saying you still got a few of the quarterbacks I'm talking about still in the league. You still got guys like Drew Brees. You still got Brady. You still have Philip Rivers, who has struggled over the last 5-6 years, but he's still one of those thinking quarterbacks, like a Peyton Manning. Like I said, these guys know what's going to happen. They know how the play's going to unfold. They know who's going to be open, and they know who isn't. The only thing that they lack, that someone like Lamar Jackson doesn't, Lamar Jackson doesn't have to know who's going to be open. He can dance around long enough until he sees who's open.
Hey, would you accept a Manning head? In exchange for their football brilliance?
A Manning head?
Yeah, you know, Peyton and fucking Eli both had that dumb-looking head of theirs.
Well, so did Archie. Archie was a great quarterback.
Well, then not really. He was on, like, the 0-15 Saints.
Saints. He was on the 8s with the bags on their heads. Yes. But there was a lot of fucking good quarterbacks
way,
who were on shitty teams.
They all have awful-looking heads. But then they got all that knowledge.
If I was going to take a head, I'd take the Eli head. because he doesn't have that 7-inch forehead that Peyton's got.
No, but he's a mouth breather.
You could show a movie on Peyton's forehead.
It's awful looking.
And it's long. It's got a horse head. Now, at least Eli's got the dumb face, but it's a normal size head.
They both look like Frankenstein foreheads and shit.
There's a third Manning brother, and he played football somewhere. Turned out to be shit.
Yeah, nothing, I don't know anything about him.
There was
Poor
a third
guy.
Manning brother.
What a fucking bummer for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your dad's fucking NFL quarterback. Your brother's one of the best ever. Then you got Eli. And
two
then
Super Bowls.
You're selling fucking cars or something like that.
All right, last question. What are your guys' thoughts on having sex in the shower? Is it worth it? Is it too much effort? And what are your thoughts on the lubrication factor?
All right, my thoughts are very clear on this because they've been this way since I was a kid. I don't like to fuck in water. I don't like to fuck in hot tubs. I don't like to fuck in the bathtub because it isn't lubricated. You put, even if she gets wet or you put lube in there, the water washes all that shit away and you get a friction. I don't like it. Now, sex in the shower, erotic as fuck, and you can really get warmed up in there, but I don't want to finish the deed. I want to get you horny in the shower, dry you off, and take you into the bed because I hate the friction fucking in water creates.
I'm too fat for shower fucking. You know what I mean? There's just not enough room in there. I'm bumping in the shit and stuff like that. It's not worth it. You know,
it's erotic as fuck.
No one behind me is getting any water. So if I'm in front of the faucet, you know, they might as well be fucking wearing all their clothes because they're not going to get any of them wet.
I did have probably one of the most erotic sexual encounters of my whole life in the shower once. Girl's idea. I never even fucking thought of it. But when I got in there, it was so fucking cool. I was fucking young. I think I was 23, 24 maybe. This girl goes into the bathroom. We come home from my house. I was at the club DJing. She was getting drunk. She goes in the bathroom to go to the bathroom and then sticks the hand out and gives me this little finger to come on in. So in I go. She's in the shower. So I take my clothes off, get in the shower. Okay, and we're messing around. We're kissing. We're making out. She reaches up and turns the fucking light off. And instantly you got this weird fucking feeling that you were like in this fucking rainforest and you couldn't see anything. All you could hear was the water. It was pretty fucking erotic. And then I literally laid on the floor of the tub and she rode me in the tub. And like I said, the friction thing, I wasn't even paying attention to. I was like, I'm in the fucking Amazon forest here fucking getting railed. It was pretty fucking cool with the lights off. It was awesome.
You seem like you'd be too big for a tub, like tall wise. You're 6'3 or 6'2, aren't you?
I might have had feet up. Who knows?
This is a small person's game. Yeah,
it does.
Just
bathtub sex just seems like a small person game.
But that is not the first time that bitch did it in her bathtub.
I don't care. I don't judge people by the amount.
She was ready.
I might be her thing. People by their amount of sexual partners. I'm a giver. So anyway, there was something about the lights being off.
I wish she would have had jungle noises too. You think that would have enhanced it for you?
It was,
you know, because you said it was rainforest feeling. So she turns the lights off, hits a button, and you hear the fucking monkeys and the, you know, whatnots in the rainforest making their noises.
No, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, let's say you go camping and it starts fucking raining, you know, and you walk outside and all you hear is a little bit of fucking wind and the fucking rain's coming down. It's pitch black. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was a hot button for me for about 6 months.
Hey, speaking of camping, the last time I went camping with Whoopi, I had to listen to her fuck all fucking night. It was annoying.
Nice.
It was a tough one.
It was nothing worse than waking up and hearing Whoopi in the fucking, you know, tent next to us. Ah! Matt, you're really going overboard too, because I know he wasn't that fucking good.
Never.
Hey, Whoopi.
Well, tight shorts.
Yeah, tight shorts. That was my name for
him. Whoopi, you ever dyked off? I'm just asking. Because a lot of girls do the experimental thing in college. Have you ever tasted the mound?
No.
No? Has a girl ever done it to you?
That's terrible, no.
The round mound, the poo town?
No.
A lot of girls have done the experiment thing.
I
know
a lot of real nice
gals. Yeah, no, you're right.
I could definitely shack up with them, but I could never come face to face.
I remember you had a female crush on one of our friends.
Who?
Jesse?
No.
You used to tell me you had a female crush on Jesse.
I mean, she's super cool. She's still super cool.
Wow.
Mostly to do with that.
You wanted to be three knuckles deep, didn't you?
If I were a man, I would be a man who didn't eat pussy. Like, that's just...
Really? Well, would you let a girl do yours?
Seems a little...
You say that, but that's not true.
If somebody wanted to, I mean, maybe. But
I mean,
that'd
be like
just,
me saying if I was a girl, I wouldn't suck
messy,
dick. Because I can't think of it. Mm. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I don't.
So you can always stay towards the top.
I mean, that's the only place you should be.
So I know, but that's the least messy part is what I'm saying.
So if you went out and got drunk, you wouldn't allow a girl to do it to you either.
I just can't. I can't foresee that scenario happening at all. So it's hard for me to imagine. I wouldn't say wouldn't let. If some chick held me up against the wall in the bathroom, it's like, you better let me eat that pussy. I'm going to make you come like a motherfucker. I'm not going to say no. I'm not a crazy person.
All right.
Well. You'd probably do a better job than most of these fellers.
Man, I want to meet that girl that's so aggressive and wanting to eat a pussy. That's just hot. slamming against walls. Like, pussy.
It's like a really safe rape fantasy because it's a chick. Like, what's she going to do?
I don't know. How come my kid has to come in every time we start talking about eating pussy?
But the answer to my question is, as a general rule, no. I don't like sex in any water at all. Swimming pools, hot tubs, pools.
The physics is wrong.
I just had one good experience with it. But as a general rule, no. That's not my thing.
Okay. All right. That's all Get Pussy 69. Do you have something to add to that, Nicholas?
No, I just I recommend that when you go for hotels, check out the showers. That's what my fiance and I do. We go on the
showers are a little bit different. There's stand-up showers.
You really trust the handicap bar in there, yeah.
You know, you go out for a nice evening, you can, you know, splurge a little bit, an extra $50 to get a nice shower.
And they also, a lot of those hotel rooms have those big round
ones, waterfall showers. Yeah, you can have like a little stool in there. I mean, you could do a lot of shit.
So you like sex in the water?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if you have the proper shower. I'm not saying, you know, that my bathtub is perfect. It sucks. But
we have
a friend
that made his own bathroom with the shower. One on this side, one on this side, I guess. So him and his wife could take a shower together.
Yeah, and they make those shower heads now that they got these long poles where you'll have one shooting on your stomach and one on your head.
Oh, those are nice. I've had one of those in the hotel.
Those are fucking cool.
It confused me. I think we had one in one of our cabins.
Oh, we did?
I think
so.
Yeah,
we did.
I think that's the last time I used one. Yeah, because it confused the shit out of me at first. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And why wouldn't they make it 8 inches lower so it hits you in the nuts?
No,
you know,
it just hit your belly.
Your belly. I was like, a little bit lower. I mean, it hit me in the nuts.
You're a little bit taller than the average male. You know, you're not super tall or anything, but like imagine like a 5'8" guy. That's just hitting him in the face. Like, that has to be fucking painful. What a shitty shower this is.
So no, my shower sucks, but when I go out, you know, looking for a hotel, that's what I look for. A little shower.
Really?
That's a nice little shower. Food for thought.
See, I'm always I have to have a balcony.
But another thing,
okay.
Another thing with you is you're very skinny. It's easier for you to screw in the bathtub than it is for us. You're skinny. You know what I mean? Your girlfriend's skinny. She could probably ride you and neither one of you touch the sides of the tub. You know what I'm saying? With me, I've got both knees sticking up like this. This one's getting fucking cold because it's dry out here.
Yeah, it's not cool.
No. No to the bathtub.
All right. Well, thanks again, Get Pussy 69 and Mr. Looney Poon 69. You're the only one that sent anything in this week. So thank you. Again, the only one that sent anything in.
I can't believe these fuckers.
We've had three different people emails. That's it. We have Harry Guys gave us two. Miggy's gave us two. And now Get Pussy 69 has gave us a unlimited amount.
I like Harry Guy's questions because they're always kind of deep.
Yeah.
You actually have to fucking think about him. He's always got a hidden meaning to his question.
Maybe Harry Guy's a big Twitcher, and we're going to probably debut on Twitch next week. So maybe he'll watch or listen a little bit more and maybe send a little bit more in.
We'll be telling you to crack that subscribe button.
When we're on Twitch, we'll be able to get live comments and stuff through that for people that watch. So
I got a question.
Might add something to it.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a movie. You can pick any movie you want. Favorite movie. You're going to relive that movie. You can pick any character in that movie. You relive that movie. What movie would you pick?
Brewster's Millions. Richard Pryor, John Candy. He was a professional baseball player. He was a pitcher. John Candy was his catcher. Cheesy 80s movie, but this guy died, and he gave, in his will, he told Brewster, which was Richard Pryor, you get $30 million, okay? And you have 30 days to spend this. Now, the whole time, he was still pitching professional baseball, which was cool. I think he was triple A or something like that. But if you spend that $30 million in 30 days without having anything to show for it, you can't have any assets. You could gamble 5% away, and you can give 5% to charity, but you couldn't buy anything with any value because you owned an asset. If you could spend all that money by the end of the 30 days, you get $300 million that's yours, and you can do whatever the fuck you want with. So even if you failed, you're pissing away $30 million in a month while you're playing professional baseball. I'd live that movie.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. Well, let's get this straight before I go on to this question. Looney Poon sent the PS in. Just to tell you, I guess like just how you're sensitive about your age, he must be sensitive about his height. Because you said he was like 5'8 last week. He says, I'm 5'11 and a half, by the way. And I weigh 165 pounds.
Hurts that it fucking hurts when they poke fun at your fucking abnormalities.
Best regards, get pussy 69. Anyways, the movie. I'm going Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Oh, I'll just get that.
Would. But you'd live that. You hit the whole 90s, you lived that whole life.
No.
You said you were cooking on acid and taking fucking shit all the time.
I didn't do as much acid ever, and I never would do that much acid like that guy did. You know, I had fun. But I didn't. No, not that. Right. Not many people live that. You're going to die most of the time if you're doing that much.
Who would be your cross-country Benicio del Toro then? You have to have somebody with you. Who would
I want
be?
Him.
Oh, you want him?
Yes. Nice. You said to live the character as in the movie.
Yeah, you pick a
so
character.
I'm all the same co-stars.
And you get all the you do everything in the movie that the character did.
Yeah. If I had to pick my own friend, I would probably go with Miguel. I think he'd be the most fun to do that with.
And he sounds Hispanic.
Yeah, well, I think he thinks he's Hispanic. I'm pretty sure he's not.
I had no idea for 3 years that his name wasn't Miguel.
I didn't
that
either.
He wasn't Mexican.
I knew him for 2 years. He lived with me.
We
I think
lived
he
together
gave,
when I found
he
out.
Gave me a check that had his regular name on it. Like, wait a minute, your name's not Miguel.
People but call him Mike. It's
the only thing
up.
That scares me about the movie that you've chosen.
Yeah,
the very first fucking opening monologue of that was his suitcase full of drugs, his mescaline,
sounds
and
so
his fucking
fun.
Acid and his fucking.
But here's
cocaine.
The thing: is I know at the end how it ended. He lived through it. Everything worked out.
He did.
So that's how.
Now
know,
he was a reporter, right? He was going up there for a motorcycle motocross kind of thing.
Yeah, he was a reporter for Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And he was going, yeah, for that. But he never really went for that. Was the funny thing about Hunter S. Thompson. As he was sent to cover all this stuff, one of his biggest pieces was him covering the Thrill in Manila, I think. One of Ali's fights.
Right.
But he never even went to the fight. Like, he doesn't usually go to the events. He just gets real super fucked up and talks about, like, the what's going on around it and stuff like that. Another one was Kentucky Derby. He did a big piece on the Kentucky Derby.
God, see, you had peyote buttons in that suitcase.
Oh, he had
you had
such
mescaline.
A great time. Such a great time.
Oh, God.
Just lived it up.
Yeah, but half the time he was in a fucking horrible trip and he was wigging out on all the fucking
but
shit
he
was
doing.
But he
lived through it so you get those experiences afterwards. Horrible trips suck when you're going through them. But 3 years later, thinking about them is cool. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, then this fucking happened. God, that was awful. But thinking about it later, it's kind of like camping. I always talk about camping that way. While you're camping, it's never really that fun. But when you talk about it 2 weeks later, seems like the best time ever.
Whoopee,
while you're
one?
There, you're usually just sitting.
Yeah,
I have a hard time remembering movies because of my many
deep
hobbies.
Throat, Whoopi. Deep throat.
She's living through Debbie Does Dallas.
I mean, it's obviously 27 Tresses. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a masterpiece of filmmaking.
I doubt it, and I haven't.
You know, gonna find my happily ever after guy.
Man, I thought you would have went with. I don't know. What do you think she would have went with?
Fear and Loathing crossed my mind, but I knew you would say that.
Yeah,
see, I thought for sure you were going to go with American History X. But,
Jesus Christ.
Can I be Ed Norton?
Boy, didn't he look good in that movie, though? Man, he was shredded.
Oh, yeah.
And ripped in that movie.
He got huge.
If I was going to say a movie to Whoopi, I would say, even though she's a partying girl, you know, I think
hardly.
She still wants, I still think she wants the woman-guy romance thing. And
she's
I will,
a romantic.
Huh?
She's a romantic.
Such romantic.
Yeah, see, I would think, for you, I would pick something like Along Came Polly. You're Jennifer Aniston. You're hot. Everybody wants you. You don't fucking give a shit
this
about
guy
this guy or not,
shit.
But he ends up pursuing you and winning you over. Which you didn't want. You didn't go after that.
I thought she'd get something with Mary because she likes cum in her hair. I don't know.
The cum wasn't in her hair. It was on her ear, on his ear.
Well, then it ended up in her hair. Remember
oh, yeah, she
it.
Put
yeah.
gel
it
in
it.
It
looked
hair.
Really good. I mean, it was effective.
Hey, I'll gladly Two blow her. A load in your hair. I got no problem with that at all.
Because you're a nice friend.
I am.
Yeah, you're just
and
a good
and
guy.
And me and Jason will do it combo in our movies. We'll both take a hit of acid and then we'll blow loads in your hair.
I don't remember that in Brewster's Millions,
can
but
I have
anyway.
Some acid too. I'm going to need to get through that.
What about you, Nick? You came up with the question. You got an answer for the question?
I love this movie, Detroit Rock City. I'm not sure if you've seen
I've seen it. Yeah,
it's a great
it.
Two
movie.
Two guys go to see the
four,
concert.
Four friends go out to go see Kiss in Detroit, and you know they go on, you know, kind of like that road trip ragtag thing. And I just love that movie. And I For me, I guess I would pick the character with the long hair. The guy go, I got disco blows dogs for quarters, man. I love that line in that movie.
See, Jason would never pick that movie because he fucking hates Kiss. He's already been over that. He fucking hates him.
Kiss is awful.
I'm not a fan of Kiss. I just like that movie because they all just go through their quirky adventures and mm-hmm. they all just come together to see the concert. It's a fun movie.
I wouldn't mind being the brother and don't blame mom, the babysitter's dead or whatever the hell. Don't tell
the
mom.
Dishes are done. Man.
That's my favorite line of an 80s movie, I think. Or maybe it's a 90s movie.
You know what? There's a couple that wouldn't be bad.
The dishes are done, dude.
I'll be Van Wilder for a few hours. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, had a fucking everything. Everybody wanted him. He got everything he wanted.
I feel like men have a lot more options here than women.
Let me live Tyler and.
No one can see your fucking hairbrush there.
I know.
You don't even have hair.
And, Empire Records.
All right.
She looked hot in that miniskirt, and I like a plaid skirt, you know? I'll be all right with that.
See, I would think
she had a speed problem, but she got a lot done. Different.
What did you think I would pick? Like Eight the Mile. Godfather?
I thought he was going to go 8 Mile. Then you get to end up being Eminem.
I'm going to Detroit.
That works out well. Still going to Detroit.
I can see you as in Goodfellas. You could have been a good young Paulie.
Oh, yeah, good. Or to,
selling cigarettes out of the back of your truck. Two Luckies.
All right, I think we get to Miss Whoopi's news. News of the week, or the month, I guess. We only do this monthly, so go ahead.
Okay, all right. Hey. I think the same women that did this are the ones that are selling their underwear. This is a story out of, I think it was Iowa, a couple of college kids.
Good underwear in Iowa.
The best.
Yeah, definitely. It was Northwest Iowa. These girls, just before the dorms closed, they're still going to class. And, you know, I read this headline that said college students charged with feeding foot skin to their unsuspecting roommate. And I thought of my old roommates and I thought, oh, dudes. And then the more I thought about it, absolutely, this is chicks. They shaved the skin off their foot. They stuck it in the bag with the Parmesan cheese and they watched their roommate eat it. And they are charged with assault.
Oh, my God. For one thing, that is assault.
It is assault because you're eating fucking... biological fucking shit.
And know? Only women would come up with this.
And
this
that
is
reminds
mean
me.
Mean and cruel and disgusting.
Foot skin.
Me and Chris both have experience with a foot skin eater.
We do.
All right. Now, neither of us are eating
like
foot skin.
For fun?
No. Well, I don't know what the fuck she was doing. This is,
and ate it herself.
Yeah, this was a
fed
girl.
It to herself.
We both witnessed, and us and a couple other people would pick the. And not only this was. Okay, I've been experiencing this twice. I've seen two people do this, but this particular time was this one girl. And she would pick her foot skin off, an Asian lady, and eat it. It was gross, and she did it a lot because I saw it first. I told a friend, he saw it. He told a friend, he saw it. He told a friend. They said, "Sir,
there's
ever four
tell
people."
Her?
No, you don't want to do that. That's not
what
the situation
you
where you're talking to him.
I think you have to. Nah. You have to inquire.
We
that.
Weren't in the position to question her foot eating.
No.
All right.
She, I mean,
let's just leave
it
at that.
Shoes off.
Yeah, but it just wasn't the kind of situation where you would have done that. All right? But we did see it. Like I said, I seen another girl do the same thing, and she's fucking gross, too. But yeah, so I've seen the foot skin eating thing, but selling it. Man, and assault?
You shave it off with a microplane. You know, those crusties getting
so
ready
it's like
for
a powder
summer.
Then.
These girls are going to put their flip-flops on. Got to look good.
You know, it's kind of like that girl in... I think she's in New York, that's suing her fucking friends for millions of dollars because she's a vegan.
Yeah.
And they gave her chicken nuggets, and they told her they were those plant-based vegan chicken nuggets, and she ate them. And then they told her, ha, 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 so you do like meat. Those are real chicken nuggets. And she fripped the fuck out and got a lawyer. And they're going after millions of dollars from these fucking people. Now, that's not assault.
No. I.
But would it be, I mean, if you live your life vegan your whole life, and then somebody...
Listen, I like making fun of vegans, too, but you're a cunt if you do that. I mean, they made a fucking a choice to not eat meat. Let them fucking not. How does that affect your life? You're going to fucking try to trick them like that's a stupid thing. We've always joked about doing that to our buddy Keyshawn because he doesn't eat pork. We've always joked about making a lasagna and putting some pork in it, not telling him some shit like that. But I would never actually do that. If someone wants to make a fucking attempt
to
not eat a certain
life,
thing,
I'm with you.
I'm not going to force it on them. Is it assault that they deserve millions of dollars? I don't know about millions.
Because no one's ever made the choice. You know what?
What is the price?
I decided I'm going to live my life differently. I'm not going to eat foot skin anymore.
Let's fair price it, though. $1,000. Give me $1,000.
$1,000?
I think $1,000's fair.
I was thinking this is a good would you rather. Tuck this one in your pocket for later.
Well, foot skin.
Well, no, I mean, I agree. I mean.
What's a good price? I think $1,000 makes sense. I mean, it's a lot of money for a regular person. $1,000.
To eat your own?
No.
Mixed in with the cheese.
You have to give the girl that you gave her fucking chicken nugget to.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the foot skin right now. I'm talking
about the chicken nugget.
The chicken nugget. The, you know, there's a vegan. You forced her to eat a real chicken nugget by telling her it was a plant-based chicken nugget. And she's suing for millions. Now, millions is ridiculous. They shouldn't get millions of dollars for fucking eating a piece of chicken.
You know, fuck the $1,000. I say you give them 7 days, 1 week in fucking jail. They won't do that shit ever again. Even if it's a county
jail,
they're not going to get beat up. 3 days, whatever.
Yeah.
People like that don't want to fucking go to jail.
Nah, 3 days in jail seems fair to me.
Yeah, I think 3 days in jail. Guess what? You'll never fucking do that shit again.
Footskin's different. Footskin's fucking, ugh.
And you know, like the thing you were saying with Keyshawn, the joking around about making Keyshawn eat pork. See, that the reason it's so fucked up about that, I mean, I don't mind fucking, you know, putting gross shit on you or putting my nuts on your forehead when you're sleeping, stuff like that. But that's a life choice this fucking guy made. Not for religious reasons or anything. He chose in his life that he didn't want to eat pork. What a dick you are to fucking feed it to him. You know what I mean?
I agree.
What an absolute piece of shit you are.
I agree. I wouldn't do it, but it's kind of funny.
That's why when I was a kid, when I was growing up, before I was married, you know, when I was in the fucking ridiculous, crazy sex with whoever I met, honestly, when I went through that phase, I would never, ever have sex with a virgin. And I had three opportunities. And I always thought to myself, if this means enough to this girl that she's holding on to it and waiting, I'm not going to be the dickhead that takes it away from her when I'm not going to be your fucking forever guy. You know what I mean? What a dickhead you are for taking that so you can put a little fucking notch on your bed and say, hey, I got a virgin here.
But did she, but
I think you're thinking about that a little bit too much.
Did they did they come to you wanting you to take the V card from them?
Two of them did. But they thought that we really had something going, and they thought there was going to be a commitment afterwards.
Oh, okay, I got what you're saying. So you let them on to think that they were going to...
No, we hung out and blah, 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 and they ended up starting to like me more than I was liking. I liked hanging out with them both, and they were cool and blah, blah, blah. But I wasn't in any position where I wanted to be in a relationship of any type, and they were getting the impression that it was advancing that way.
I got you.
So she said, oh, I've got this guy I really like. Two of them did. I got this guy I really like. Now might be the time. And I said no, because I said, I'm not going to be with you when this is over. And I thought that would have been a pretty dick move to do it and then walk away from it. You know, I thought that would
That's
have been
a
dick
move.
That's
such a man
move.
Thing, though.
Not to me.
Like, fine. I mean, just this around girls being virgins, because I got to tell you, I don't want anything to do with a man who's a virgin.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know,
I don't know if most guys do.
It's just not the same.
For guys, it's more of a conquest.
That's exactly. It's
just right
like
up. It's right up there with butt sex. Is exactly what I was about to say.
As far as like enjoyability,
it's not like it's great. It's just
no
so you can put your stamp down.
A virgin who's good in bed, you're not going to have a great one. And I don't even think a man really gives a shit if you're good in bed. He's going to get what he wants, and that's pretty much it. But
I think it's some old psychological shit. Like, you know, back in the day when they used to go to different parts of the world and put their flag down, like, this is my shit now. You know what I mean? It's the idea of the virgin or the first person to fuck someone in the butt.
I told you, the only thing I liked about butt sex is because years from now, you could walk by me and I could think to myself, I've been in your ass. You know, it's a conquest thing.
It is.
Because butt sex doesn't feel good.
No, it's not as good at all.
No, there's no muscles in there grabbing and rubbing and doing all kinds of stuff.
There is in your butt.
What?
Yeah, that's how you get to the prostate. And
but
there's muscles, but they're not.
There's good stuff going on
in
your butt.
Like,
at least
it doesn't feel like a vagina.
No, there's good stuff going on in anybody's butt, but there's great stuff going on in vaginas that doesn't have anywhere else. You know what I mean? Like, there's no comparison anywhere.
In the words of Keyshawn, fact.
Oh, fact. I thought you said fat. I'm like, why? Why do you say fat?
No, that's true. Butt sex is a conquest thing. Just to say you did it.
I agree.
All right, in further news, things are still tough in Mexico. The drug cartels can't get what they need to make their meth. I mean, they're branching out into heroin, apparently, as their main agricultural now, because some small-timers are growing some very free-range, ethically grown, artisan marijuana down in Mexico.
Yeah, there's a guilt-free weed being sold out
blood
of Mexico.
Free, yeah.
Blood
no
free.
No one was murdered for this.
They're actually
marijuana.
Advertising as that. Or people that are afraid to buy cartel weed. You know, these hippies out in California.
Well, yeah.
I don't want your blood weed, man. You know.
It's a good thing for Mexico like because.
Oh, sure. It's the same thing with the Blood Diamonds when Brad Pitt made that movie and everybody's like, oh, the Blood Diamonds. I spent fucking days looking for Blood Diamonds on the internet.
Leo.
I was trying to get the cheap one for my wife for for the fucking the ring. You know what I mean? I'm literally on the fucking internet like blood diamonds. I don't give a fuck. I'll wipe the blood off myself.
You go to Zales.
Do you have any blood diamonds in the back?
It sounds like marijuana legalization is on the horizon for Mexico like everywhere else. And I think this is only good for Mexico because their weed is terrible. They're starting to grow it indoors.
Yeah, but how long is it
going to
be before the cartel takes over these fucking plantations? And now it is blood fucking weed.
It's only a matter of time. You're right. As soon as they start making any kind of money, the cartel just
they say they're
going to
get
there.
Into the legal. Yeah, but the cartels are going to get legit.
All the cartels are going to get legit? Mm-hmm. They're already kind of legit in Mexico because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're going to be providers here. I wonder if that means that there's no hope for Mexican weed.
Here's the thing about Mexican weed, though. I think it's got a bum rap over the years.
I was in Mexico. It's terrible. I tried to buy weed. I was having a terrible time down there.
I'm sure you don't know the right guy. The guy on the street corner is never going to have the best weed. That'll be in Cincinnati. If you go to Cincinnati downtown and buy weed off the guy at the street corner, that's not going to be as good a weed if you buy it from a fucking hippie in Northside.
I couldn't find any Mexican hippies. I was very, very disappointed.
You know, you don't really think, you think of all, and this is weird in general,
there's
and this is probably just, you know, you're used to your own culture, can read it. But when you think about other cultures, you don't think of like, yeah, Mexican hippies or, you know, you just think of them all as Mexicans. You don't realize that there's a sect of each kind of Mexicans just like there is in Americans. Huh. Never thought about it.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, man.
Well, and I'm on that, it sounds like just criminals in general are having a mixed response to this COVID. They say that...
It's hurting all industries.
Yeah. Well, no. In Italy, it's going really good for the Italian mafia because all their bosses are getting released from prison.
Now,
oh. Things are going
you know,
well
I haven't
there.
Really been following it. Has Italy... Are they still in as bad a shape as they were in? Or are they out and about
are
yet
they recovering?
At all?
I have no idea.
I don't think anyone, with the exception of China, was hit anywhere near as hard as Italy was. The whole fucking country had it.
Yeah.
And they literally couldn't walk out their front door without fucking 20 police saying, get the fuck back in that house.
I've hit the breaking point with the COVID where I just can't read much anymore. I mean, unless something funny pops up, like, you know, Donald Trump talking about drinking bleach or something. Like, I don't really pay attention to the regular numbers and what's going on. It's just, it's too much at this moment.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Go on.
Other commerce related news. Sex toy sales are skyrocketing. To go along with our free porn subscriptions, you need new dildos. You need
absolutely
new
you're not leaving the house
for dildos.
I could see that.
However, Amazon workers are not very excited about all these purchases coming through their hands, their dirty little warehouse hands that are for dildos and not essential items.
That's hilarious. You know, it is. Have you ever noticed you can buy dildos and stuff off Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's this
they
Amazon
got all the stuff on there.
He was on the news. He's super
can't
pissed.
Buy
he's
underwear,
like,
though.
We're out of everything essential. Close our warehouse. I'm sick of picking dildos.
That's hilarious. I've always wondered that, you know, with Amazon workers, like how often they're just having to grab dildos and fucking weird shit like that and box them up. And do you giggle every time and stuff like
that? Yeah, but you know what?
Wave it at the guy next to you.
I ordered something on Amazon the other day and. Fuck, it's like everything, you know. My delivery date is 8 days from now. You know, before this shit happened, it was tomorrow. You know, now it's
a lot of times you'll get it quicker.
Still taking longer.
A lot of times you'll still get it quicker. They just don't quote you those quicker times.
Well, I mean, people need sex toys. They're home by themselves. They, you know, fuck it. Give it to them.
There's also big condom shortages.
Really?
One of the condom factories that makes 20% of all the condoms in the world. One of their brand names is Durex. They're in Malaysia. Their factory shut down.
Know them well.
So, not a lot of
Yeah, I can see that.
Durex is going out right now.
Ooh, that's a big
same
brand.
Thing happened with my Nintendo Switch. All I want to do is play little kid video games because I do not have the dexterity to play Xbox and stuff. I've been looking for a Switch.
If you have the dexterity to play Xbox, you can or Kindle Switch or whatever the fuck it is,
I
the
need
Switch, you can play the other one.
Ones. I need kid games. All the little
those
Yoshi
games suck.
Guys.
You just want to get to play that animal game, don't you? That Animal Farm or
no? I
want to
play
it
the goose game.
The goose game.
Yeah, the untitled goose game where you go around menacing the townspeople as a goose. That's the one I want to play.
My son plays a game called Goat Simulator, and you're a fucking goat. And you just go around butting people and
same
fucking
thing.
Knocking them. Yeah, same shit.
Add it to the list.
You see a guy walking down the street. You don't like how he looks. So you just fucking lower your horns and fucking butt his ass about 30, 40 feet.
Can you go to Afghanistan and get some nice ass? You know, wave it at the right guy in the fucking over there. He sticks it in a couple times.
I was reading a funny thing the other day. I was watching Tommy Boy.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
You ever seen it? It was a great movie. You ever seen the when they do a movie and on commercials, they'll tell you a little bit about how it was made and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Remember that part where the fucking, they stuck the deer in the back seat and they thought it was dead and it came back to life. And the part where they were about to run him over, You see their car coming. You see the deer's legs walking across the fucking road. You didn't see his head. That was a fucking goat.
Oh, really?
They had a deer, but the deer wouldn't walk where it was supposed to walk
train
on
a
command.
Deer. Yeah.
So they shaved the bottom of this goat's fucking legs to look like a deer hooves, and it was a deer, a goat walking across the fucking road.
Man, the kind shit you got to, I mean, that's the shit that people have to do in Hollywood you never even think
you
about.
You never think about.
You know, all right, man, go find us a trained deer. And the guy's
and
like,
that,
fuck,
and
where are you going
to
train
deer at? And
the scene
at the end where he busted through the fucking car and he ripped the car to shreds, and then they come around the corner and he's standing on top of the car and then he runs away. They said to get that fucking thing to do that, because he was so scared of everything, they had to park that car in the middle of a field for 7 days and keep putting food in it so the deer would come up to the thing and get used to it. So finally they got food, and they had a camera the whole fucking time on this thing, and they put it on the fucking back hood, and they waited for like 8 to 10 hours till this deer came, climbed up on the thing, and then they shot it real fucking quick, and he ran off. That's what it took to get that fucking shot.
Speaking of Hollywood problems, ooh, training animals.
Look at you.
Our good friend Amy Schumer. I know we saw her together in Vegas during your
I actually liked
party.
Amy Schumer back then, but yeah.
My thing is here, I want to know, do you think she did this on purpose, or do you think this was a genuine mistake? She and her semi-handsome husband have had a baby, and you may or may not know that Dave Attell is a big mentor of Amy Schumer's, and She wanted to honor him with his child.
I actually seen Amy Schumer open, or no, it wasn't Dave Attell. Never mind, go on. It was Jim Norton. She opened up for Jim Norton.
So they had a son, and they named him Gene Fisher, and they wanted to make his middle name Attell, and on the birth certificate, it was Gene Attell Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's since become apparent to her that sounds a lot like genital. So they've changed the baby's name to Gene David Fisher.
Gene Attell Fisher. I wouldn't ever put that together.
I wouldn't either.
Gene Attell.
So you think she's just doing this for publicity?
I don't know. Do you think she did the first name knowing that this would go down, changed it because of publicity, or?
Well, I don't know if that was done
really
on purpose.
Maybe she really didn't put it together.
I believe that she would do anything to get publicity.
It's a stretch.
I think she's that type of person.
I mean, Gene Attell, yeah. I mean, that's genital, Gene Attell. But I...
Do you think Dave told her?
Yeah.
I can see that if it was a female, a girl baby, and they named it Jennifer, so they called it Genital.
Yeah.
Then I could see it. But Gene?
I could see it, but at the same time, how often are people going to know your middle name, for one thing?
And who the fuck names a kid Gene still?
Child of Miss Amy Schumer, please. Hollywood star.
That's Eugene.
She's having it back in 1920.
Yeah, Gene. That's what I'm saying. Gene's not a fucking name anymore. It might be a girl name, but nobody names their male kid Gene anymore.
I
want to
say that was
anymore.
A family name as well, but I didn't really.
I guess it could be a family name, but you're right. Gene's a little stupid.
Like, I got a buddy who named his kid Nick.
Yeah.
But it's not Nicholas. It's Nick.
I don't mind that.
They say, fuck the real names, and then I'll call you this.
Yeah.
It's just Nick now.
The only thing that sucks about that is his whole life, people are going to assume it's Nicholas, and they're going to go with that full name all the time.
But it won't be on his driver's license or anything, it'll say Nick, because his name's not Nicholas.
We got a friend named Robin. And I always laugh at that.
A male name.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's Robert. So it's a Robin.
Well, there is one real famous Robin male.
Yeah, the
one
fucking
of the Bee Gees.
Oh,
his name is Robin Gibb.
What?
I was thinking about Batman's bitch, but either way.
No,
Robin Williams is the only number one
Williams.
Famous man named Robin.
That's a big one.
But his name is spelled Robyn.
Whose is?
Our buddies.
Is it really?
Yeah, Robyn.
Oh, I didn't know that. You should be ashamed of yourself, dude. I would change that.
Yeah, it is Robyn.
There's a set of twins born, I think it was in Asia this week, named Corona and COVID. Didn't take long.
That was bound to happen. But those are stupid names.
They are.
Well, of course they're stupid names.
Now, Vid. Vid's not a bad name. Like Vic, Vid. I could go Vid.
I really fucking hate, and this is a pet peeve of mine, but I have no fucking business telling you what to name your fucking kid, but I hate when people name their kids weird fucking names. I think, you know what, you're an asshole, and you're going to force your kid to grow up with an asshole fucking name because you're a fucking free spirit and a thinker. Fuck you. Your kid's going to get shit his whole life because of your fucking name.
Worst name you ever saw. I'll start with mine. Down in Louisiana. Desire. D'Zire. Desire.
Well, obviously the worst one ever is the one that came out in the last few years. Her name was LaDasha, and it was L-A.
Just a dash.
A dash. No. LaDasha was her name, and that's how you spelled it, L-A. But as far as real people that, you know, I mean, Frank Zappa, Loved Frank Zappa.
I am actually looking Moon up the unit? Names right now.
They're Dweezil and Moon Unit.
Yeah, well, I think
and Ahmet. Ahmet, Dweezil, and Moon Unit.
He also has a diva, and Ahmet. He had four kids. He had Moon Zappa, Moon Unit Zappa.
Moon Unit Zappa.
Dweezil. Dweezil's whatever. I mean, Dweezil actually kind of sounds cool, but
that
I mean,
was a nickname of mine in high school.
The name that was meant for Pauly Shore.
Yeah, that is the name meant for Pauly Shore. Yeah, then you got Diva Zappa. Diva, I could see.
And Ahmet.
How's it spelled?
Like Diva, D-I-V-U-M. And then Ahmet, which don't make sense because he's not Indian.
Right.
Says
or
you.
Arab or whatever, you know what I mean? That's not really a white guy name, Ahmet.
No, but maybe his heritage is fucking from there somewhere, you know?
He's we Frank know. Zappa. I don't think he is. I don't know. You know that guy never did one drug in his whole life?
Mm-mm. Never did. I loved Zappa.
I mean, I...
But Moon Unit? I mean, I loved fucking NXS. I was a big NXS guy. He named his daughter Tiger Lily, which isn't as bad as some of the other ones, but Tiger Lily? It's not a name.
I had a person come across at work whose legit first name, and I couldn't think of any other way to pronounce it, or... It was marijuana. It was just marijuana. Her first name.
That wasn't the name?
Was marijuana.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. How'd you spell it? You remember?
Like marijuana.
Just,
I mean,
just spell
it,
like marijuana?
It, that's what it was. I could come up with... I never got this person on the phone. I wanted to hear them say it.
They couldn't have named him like Mary Jane or something like that at least made sense as a name?
I mean, but, this is what it was, and they didn't just make this up. I saw it on paper.
But it's just like, that's just a big pet peeve of mine with parents. I've got no business to tell you how to raise your fucking kids, but you're doing shit to your fucking kids that's going to affect them their whole fucking lives. You're giving them a fucked up name, or you're going
to
fucking...
Or not circumcising them.
Fuck off. Now, we'll just go with Nate. Was Nate your pick? Her pick?
Actually...
Do you have any shot down?
My ex-wife and I thought forever what to name him when he came out. Now, the other two, my oldest son, he was named. My middle son, we had a name just like that. We couldn't come up with a name for him. And we thought of this. She said one I wasn't crazy about. I said one she wasn't crazy about. And her mother came up with his name.
What was your not crazy? Or the one you named?
I can't even remember. We were talking about this the other day, and I can't even remember what names we came up with. They just didn't sound right.
Because my son, Kane, I had a few of them. I got shot down lots of times, you know, because I didn't want to give him crazy names, but there was some names. I wanted Malachi. I love the name Malachi, but it's a satanic name, of course. So, fine, whatever. It's a cool name. I don't give a fuck. I don't believe in that shit. I just thought it was a cool name the first time I seen it. I like the name Zion. We almost went with Zion. I do love that name. And then we almost went with Keon, like Leon, but not.
But those aren't names. Those are made up.
Well, Zion's definitely not made up.
Names were made up at
Keon,
one point.
Keon is an
you know
Irish.
What I mean.
Keon's an Irish name. That's, you know, I was picking off of a book at that point, and I wanted to start with a K. It's the reason why he's named Kane now with a K. That is an Irish name, and Keon was one of them. But I really like Malachi.
And you just kept getting shot down.
Oh, she was not going to go for that. My wife's a Christian. She knows that name. She's not going to work. You know what I mean? It'd be like, if I was like, can you name him Damien?
Like,
that was my old dog's
my son,
name.
Mephistopheles.
I would love that name. You can call meth for short.
And another thing, let me ask this question, and I'm not ragging anybody here.
You can.
I'm not, though. Okay. I'm just wondering, what makes people... fuck. I'm going to make a lot of people pissed off at me about this question, but I'm not directing it at you.
Are you going to ask why black people eat chicken again?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's delicious.
I eat chicken.
I'm just fucking with you.
My question is, why do... Fuck. Don't be mad at me. You guys
me.
Know who I'm talking about.
You just ask it to me.
Why do people think it's cool that they raise their little boys without ever getting a fucking haircut?
I don't like it either.
A 3-year-old boy's not supposed to have hair to the middle of his back.
I don't like. I got
but
a friend.
So
I got a couple
pretty.
Friends that do that.
It's really
why,
pretty.
Why? I don't get it. Why? Because you don't. Because you're selfish and you want to keep his hair. I'm not trying to say little boys are supposed to have high and tight hair. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not getting into.
Did your sons like have trouble getting a haircut when they were little at any time?
Well, I'm sure they were like every kid. They didn't sit still in the seat.
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass
at
first.
It's a pain, but
they got specialty shops now. We went over to a shop over in Milford where he sat on a little car, and you know, afterwards got to play in the big playground.
Yeah,
you know,
and, you know, you give them the
recreation outlet
before the haircut instead of after. It ends up getting hair all over it. But
yeah.
The whole point is, I'm just saying, what makes you think that?
I don't like it.
If you're in Hawaii. I get it. You know, all the kids over there have long hair.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's a cultural thing. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with the kid. If the kid wants to say, hey, no, don't touch my fucking hair. then don't touch his fucking hair. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with that.
But a three, four, five-year-old kid's not going to ever have an opinion about his fucking hair.
You wouldn't
think. I could take Nate, hold him down, and shave his head, and he wouldn't give two shits.
No, but there are some kids, I think, that do like it. And if they like it, cool. Let them keep it. But yeah, the kind of force it on them, I don't get that.
Like I said, I have, I think,
two friends that do that.
And then you have no right, absolutely no fucking right at all, to get offended when somebody in public that you don't know says, "How old is she?" You're not allowed to get pissed off.
I will agree with you there. I don't care really if people let their kids' hair get long one way or the other. I don't like the way it looks, but who the fuck am I, like you said? But I do 100% agree with you there. If someone mistakes your boy for a girl, that's on you.
And then you get offended.
All right, yeah.
Fuck you.
They all look the same. That's the only indication you have. Yeah,
exactly.
Their facial features are the same at that point. You know, the way you distinguish them. Like, I mean, I've done it a million times. I've seen an infant.
Yes, of
course. How old is she? Well, that's a boy. Well, I'm sorry. He's not wearing blue or pink or anything. I couldn't distinguish. He doesn't have a fucking bow in his hair.
He hasn't decided yet.
He's 60 months.
He's 60 months old.
He's 60 months. He's still deciding if he wants his
day. Just like in that horrible Adam Sandler movie, Grown Ups, when the kid got off his bike, walked up to breastfeed and said, "Hey, your kid's breastfeeding. How old is he?" "He's 48 months. And Chris Rock goes, "That's four." Yeah, it is. That's four.
You can walk up to it. You're way too old to be
got off his bike, walked up, pulled the titty out himself.
Wasn't there some shit like that on Game of Thrones where some these 8-year-olds?
The little boy named Robin.
Yeah.
Spelled with a Y.
He was breastfeeding. Who knows back then if they fucking did anything.
Yeah, they used to shove him down. Like, they used to shove him off the pit because the castle was up on the mountain. Uh-huh. And they had the little circle in the middle.
Yeah.
And then he just like popped the titty in his mouth.
That kid was like 10.
So fucking weird.
The mom would pop the titty out and put it in his mouth.
I mean, there was a lot of incest and weird shit in that show in general, Game of Thrones, but that might be the weirdest fucking thing. Dragons, everything else, whatever. No, the 10-year-old fucking sucking on a tit is weird.
When I started watching that thing, the very first episode, the guy's banging his fucking sister from behind. A little kid sees it and he shoves him out a fucking 5-story window.
Love it.
I'm like, I don't know if I can continue to watch this if that's episode one.
Really? That's where I got hooked.
On incest and baby killing?
Well, for one thing, these are actors. They're not really related, so I'm just watching two people fuck as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
another thing, shoving a baby out of the window is hilarious. I don't know. That's just me.
It was pretty casual.
Yeah.
It was good.
And the funny thing is, he looked at the camera and said, "The things we do for love." And just kicked his ass out the fucking window.
Here we go again.
All right, buddy. We got a would you rather for this week.
Yeah, I've got one. Directed at both of these guys since they're both here.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to live the next year of your life as a midget. Good looking midget. People still want it, but you still got the little flippers and stuff when you walk.
Vertically challenged, you asshole.
Oh, little people. Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
You're going to be a midget.
That's like the N-word for little people.
No, it's not. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Shut up.
You still can't even say the N-word. You go, "No, you can't say midget."
They still call it midget wrestling. They don't call it little people wrestling.
I don't think it's the good word to use, but at the same time, I don't fucking care.
How is it derogatory, though?
I couldn't say.
I'm still trying to figure out why retard's derogatory. It's a fucking medical term.
It is.
Not really anymore, is it?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Doug Stanhope has a whole bit on that, how they keep on changing it. Like, you know, back in the day, like, idiot, I think idiot was a medical term. There's a bunch of medical terms. Moron was a medical term. All that shit. And they start using it as an insult, and then they change the word because it's being used as an insult. Retardation, it's a medical term. All right? Whatever. Anyways. Go ahead and say midget. I don't know if midget was ever...
Well, I just think it's a funny word. I mean, I'm not making fun of little people.
Listen,
I mean, although
don't
back
say
at the
N word and try not to say the F word.
And I'll be honest with you, back at the club in the club days, I actually had a almost signed contract. We were going to do a Monday night midget tossing event.
Yeah,
where these guys come and you pick them up and whoever can throw them the farthest. That was the whole thing. It's midget tossing. And this is back in, you know, early 2001, I think.
50s.
But the funniest part about it is that they were trying to make us carry like so much extra insurance unless, you know, in case one of these little people got hurt.
You had to get midget insurance. Who knew that was a thing?
Insurance, right. All right. So you have to wake up and you're a midget.
State Farm's a bitch.
Your whole
life.
I got
to pay for my own insurance.
You're
going to
be a midget for 1 year.
Okay. Midget for 1 year.
You know, everything's the same as far as, you know, you got to alter your car. You got to get used to people going, look at that midget, stuff like that. or you will have, how about this? I'm going to change it up. What? You're either going to be a midget or you're going to be gay for 6 months. And when I don't hold on a second. I'm not making fun of gay people. It's a would you rather, for Christ's sake. Get over it.
We've already been over the gay would you rather, and we've told you it's not a big deal, but go ahead.
You're going to be a gay prostitute.
I want to be a gay midget prostitute. That's what
you're not going to be a midget prostitute. You're going to be a gay prostitute for 6 months, or you'll be a midget for a year.
Okay. Let me get a couple qualifying questions.
And you don't have to yourself be homosexual.
That was my question.
But you are servicing that same sex. That's your job for 6 months.
Do I have to pay to change my car and stuff?
No, like, but you will be bumping donuts. You will be scissoring, and you will be rug munching.
No. If I'm a midget, do I have to pay to like make all those modifications?
Yes.
That's an investment. That's cash. The other way, I'm making money.
I'm saying you have to be a homosexual prostitute. You don't have to be homosexual.
Well, that's my point, though. If you go into this gay, then it's not as big a deal as if you go into the straight. So, I mean, yeah, that kind of has to be something that's figured out. If I'm already a gay man, and
no,
you're making
not
me
gay man. You're
okay,
a
so I am
man.
Me.
You're you.
I am me, but I have to blow dudes for 6 months.
Right. Now, the thing about it is, who knows? What do they pay for? Maybe they want to blow you. And, you know, the little fucking thing here, the asterisk is, I'm not going after gay people, but we are in this room are heterosexual. So it's a valid question.
One of them
you are going to be
the bathroom with the
you'll be a
tendencies.
Male escort. You'll be a female escort. You'll be a male escort. Or you'll be a midget for a year.
How long are you in the male escort?
6 months.
6 months.
Now, I think a lot of men that hire male prostitutes, it's because they have the fantasy of servicing that guy. I don't think you'd be blowing guys as much as getting blown, personally.
Yeah. All right, Nick, you're up first on this one.
I'm going to be a midget. I'm going to try to give the midget a whirl, because you know what? Like you said, there's a market out there for it.
Oh, yeah, you're a handsome midget.
I'm like Wee Man. I can go out, you know, I can go do my own thing. I can make a profit out of it.
They got regular dicks.
And I don't have a dick in my mouth.
Some of them.
True.
So I'm going to go a midget.
Be the same.
I'm sorry, little. I'm going to become a little person.
Little person.
All right.
For do you. My tits stay the same size?
You're you.
They're you're not you. Proportional,
you're just,
though.
You're just
they're
doing
just
it with a girl
like
sitting
on
your face.
Smaller body.
No, but she's asking about the midget. Does she get her tits on a midget?
Yeah. I don't think there's any way to answer that. You just that someone waves the wand and
didn't
you
put your tits on a midget. They would look like they didn't have. It would be like the waist attached to tits attached to head.
And you could make like so much money in a year's time doing
one of those
little people
they
porn.
Can't walk right.
Huge market for that,
big.
And they pay them huge.
You're right.
They pay midget porn actresses huge dollars. You could spend a year making big money.
This isn't a decision on which would be. Worse, this, like which would be better, you know? Either I've got these huge tits on a tiny body, and I can make a ton of money that way.
Yeah, but like you said,
or
you're gonna have
a
hard time
a hooker,
walking.
That's cool, you know.
But you're a hooker, and you've already said that you don't like the idea of eating poon.
Exactly. Like how many customers
let's
am
say
I
you
really
get an
gonna
80 year
have?
Old client. You get an 80 year old woman that's lonely. She
no, wants... you're getting regular business. We're all talking rhetorical here.
But I'm saying your customers might be 80 years old. They might be 40 and hot. They might be 80 and chubby. Who knows? You have to accept the offers that come to you.
I'm taking the year as well. I will be
you're
a little
the little
person.
Yeah.
100% a midget. That's there's no real question about that. I'm not sucking a dick. This has been a lot of would you rathers, and me, Jason,
no
straight guy, not sucking a dick. All right. So I'll be a midget. Like you said, I think I could have some fun with it. Knowing that it's only gonna last a year. Maybe I'd work for midget rights and shit, you know, I'd go hard. I go hard in activism, midget activism.
Now,
there's not many of those. I might
end
up
on.
They're pulling this tape for your smear campaign.
Okay,
it's fine.
Now, not telling people out there what our job is, but could you do your job
as a midget? I heard there was a midget dealer over at Argosy for a long time.
Really? So yeah. You could do it?
Yeah, just stools. Craps would be tough.
Yeah,
you could deal blackjack.
They
as
have
a, as
to
a little
accommodate
person.
You. Sue them.
Nah, but there's a combination. But you got to be able to reach far out. And no matter how big your stool is, I mean, they would.
I mean,
a tiny person would literally, with those arms, would have to get into the box. Yeah, they'd have to be in it, you know, to do
they
it.
They would have to be all the way in it.
Yeah. But if I remember right, and we're going to have to ask Mr. Argosy, Alex Carmesito, I thought he dealt craps, but I could be wrong about that.
Well.
But there was definitely a little person dealer. So, yeah, I might be dealing blackjack more often, but or maybe deal some poker or you're pitching.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I remember anybody who's going to come after me, These are rhetorical.
Who's okay, going I'm after not you? Going you know after a lot anybody. Of you know a lot of midgets are
no,
gonna
but
mad
I'm not
about
going
this?
After gay people or anything like that. I'm just saying, as a heterosexual, it's like if you were a gay male. Let's say you were a gay man, and I posed a question to you. You had to service women for 6 months. It would be just as skin curling to them as it would be to us being straight. You know,
well,
what
like,
I mean? Same
like,
thing.
Like I tell everybody that asks about you about things like, no, he don't like gay people. He's just racist. It's not a big deal.
See, that's a horrible fucking thing to say. I'm not racist at all.
It's very simple.
No, the thing about it is, I think comedy comes off better when you don't pull any fucking punches.
I'm just fucking around. You're not.
I mean, I can sit here and be politically correct about everything. Would you rather be a little person or an ambiguous male escort? It's not as funny as saying midget or
I don't think midget adds anything to the comedic value.
I think
I'm just used to the word.
Funny. I like the word midget. I think it's funny.
I'm just used to the word. I don't know. My non-midget brain, I don't see it as offensive.
But I guarantee you, if the four of us were out at a restaurant right now, and a little person walked by, every one of us would say the word midget. It's in your head. That's what you use.
Out loud? Just like,
no.
Midget!
No, you just say, hey, no, you'd say something along the lines of,
"Oh my God, there's a midget in the Outback Steakhouse." Oh my God.
Let's say it was a hot little person. Okay, she was smoking hot, had a beautiful face. You'd say, "God, that midget was good looking." That's what you'd say. That midget was good looking.
I might go with short bitch. that's just the way I talk. You know what I mean? That short bitch was hot.
It's
know?
Not like short. Short is 4'11". Okay, you're 3.5. Tops.
I'm just saying, my natural instinct is probably to say short bitch, but I could have said midget. I don't have anything wrong with that word, whatever. Who cares?
And she doesn't call herself Bridget the little person. She's Bridget the midget.
Well, she's old school, though.
She calls herself.
She might have been before that word became
she's
bad.
She's got a shtick.
What?
She's got a... They're allowed to say it themselves.
Plus,
like,
but, you
all
know,
the
back,
rest of the bad, bad words.
Back in the 70s, they probably had Ronnie the Retard, but now they can't say it. You know what I mean? So Bridget the midget was before that term became bad.
All right, real quick. Give me one name. You can't have more than one name. Favorite character on the Howard Stern Show of all time. Oof. Mine's easy. Oof. It's been the same. There's been a lot of great characters, but I'm a Stuttering John guy, and I always have been. I think he's the funniest one they've ever fucking had.
All right, I am, and this man is tattooed on my leg. I am a Beetlejuice guy through and through. I fucking love Beetlejuice, but I got a really close second, which is Hank the Angry Dwarf. Hank the Angry Dwarf was
the drunk angry dwarf.
Yeah, was one of the fucking best characters ever because there was nothing wrong with that guy mentally. He was just wasted all the fucking time.
He
was a dwarf, and he was bitter.
I like Stutter and John. The time they bought him a prostitute or whatever and tried to get him to get laid, Not only does he stutter all the time, but when he was fucking nervous, he stammered like nobody else. It was like I could have watched it for days, just him going.
I like when they ask Beetlejuice the same questions over and over again, and he gives a different answer every time. Like, hey, Beet, how much you weigh? 30 pounds. Hey, Beet, how much you weigh? 3,200. Hey, Beet, how much you weigh? 122 pounds. It's the fucking best. That show had we need more members of a whack pack kind of thing, you know? Because
that was
where
a great
show.
You guys got
fucking
one
best.
You guys.
Not a Howard Stern fan. No. Well, I'm not a fan, but I never really watched it enough to know what the characters are.
You're either Stern people or you aren't. And I was addicted to that show for
a
good 10 years.
And
that's probably why I've always wanted to do this.
I like Arnie, though. Arnie was a cool guy.
Artie, sorry.
There you go. See?
You know what?
He perfect sense.
The fact that he's not dead is a fucking miracle.
You know, that's another thing is Stern has still got away with, he has Gary the Retard and Wendy the Retard.
Well,
those are
Stern's
two of his people.
Shit from every organization in the world for his whole life. So.
I know, but that was a little bit more acceptable back in the 80s and stuff, but he's still stuck with the name. He's had, you know, they've had conversations about it. But.
Dude, he went on the fucking Grammys and Ashless Chaps as Fart Man. I mean, the guy, or Ass Man, whatever the fuck his name was.
Plus, for those, especially
Fart Man.
For those two people, that was the best thing that ever happened to them is getting involved with the Howard Stern Show. Because, like, you know, Wendy will call up and she'll ask, can you give me an Xbox 360? And Howard will make fun of her and they'll go on. But then they'll send her the Xbox 360. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're getting a lot of shit that they would have never got before.
Well, that's a fact.
Did you ever see the one where they made Gary the Retard think he was on the moon?
No.
They told him they were going to send him to the moon for his birthday. So they made this fake rocket ship and they put him in it. And then they changed the studio around to look like the moon.
Oh, no way.
And it was just like this, like, gray area was like blocks of cheese everywhere. And then Howard's, you know, they did it in the green room. And then Howard's asking him questions about the moon. He's like, is it made of cheese? Goes, yeah, it's cheese. And then Gary had like a panic attack because he wanted off the moon. And then it almost kind of got sad at that point. Now you felt sorry for him. Because
so they put him back in the rocket.
Yeah, because this retarded fella actually thought he was on the moon. Fucking great, dude. That's one of the best Howard Stern bits ever.
Oh my God, that's so fucked up, though.
It is fucked up. It was, you know, when you originally do it, it's probably not that bad. But once he started freaking out, even I was like, "Oh, come on, man,
put it back on the ship. Let him go. Let him go.
Get Gary off the moon, man. I feel sorry for him." You got a joke of the week?
I do. Not even too dirty, but I've always someone told me this joke. A friend of mine on Facebook reminded me of it, and I thought it was pretty funny. This little boy's delivering papers. He's 8 years old, and he goes to this lady's house, and he says, I'm here collecting for the paper. That's how it used to be done. A kid would come to your house and actually ask for the money. Mm-hmm. And he says, ma'am, I'm here to collect for your paper. It's $1.75. So she's wearing a robe, and she pops a titty out, and she goes, how much is it? Little 8 to 10-year-old boy, like, it's $1.75. So she goes, well, come on in here. I'll see what if I can find the money. He goes in there, and she opens up the robe all the way, and he goes, she said, why don't we take it out and trade, young man? He said, okay. So he pulls his pants down and this fucking hog falls out. Giant fucking dick on this kid. And she lays down. She's all excited. And he starts putting metal washers on his dick. And she said, oh, you don't have to worry, sweetheart. I can take all of that. He said, not for $1.75, you can't, bitch. One of my favorites had a little,
That one wasn't that dirty.
No.
It was just
little kitty diddling and a little ironic. I guess it was a little dirty, but not like, a piece of chicken bone falling out of her
snack. I knew as soon as he said little boy, 8 year old.
That's two of my favorite.
I said 8 to 10. I stretch him out to 10.
8 to 10.
That's one of my favorite criticisms, though, is, all right. After every would you rather, he goes, you're going to have to think about this one a little. You're going to have to think about it a little bit.
I've been thinking about this one a long time.
So he says
that. I try to make him deep.
He says that almost every time. And then almost every time he does a joke, now this one isn't this dirty. All right. This nun's asshole was. All right, guys. That is episode 23. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all later.
See you guys.
One last drink was a bad idea. I'm on the boat with diarrhea. Out the door in a fog. Barked at by the neighbor's dog. Forgot my keys, I went back inside. I got a flat so I can't ride. The phone rings, ah, oh, gee, now what? I'm an idiot so I pick it up. Come on. His money or we go to trial. He's got penis envy denial. Another weekend I didn't get laid. It's a Monday morning hand brigade. Another weekend I didn't get laid. It's a Monday morning. Staying in, and you can bet it sucks outside in the pouring rain. I'll smoke some pot, fry my brain.